Recently, President Bush has put Iran on notice over its deepening involvement in Iraq. It came during an interview with NPR.
If Iran escalates its military action in Iraq,
yes,
to the detriment of our troops and or innocent Iraqi people, we will respond firmly.
And as CBS News correspondent David Martin first reported, there is hard evidence Tehran has sent weapons to Iraqi insurgents.
U.S. officials tell CBS News serial numbers on parts used to make advanced explosive devices powerful enough to breach the armor on an American tank have been traced directly back to Iran. These officials also say rocket-propelled grenade launchers and assault rifles found in Iraq bear Iranian factory markings.
In Iraq today, it is the climax of the Shiite religious festival of Ashura, and the day has been marred by violence. Dozens have been killed in a series of bombings and ambushes.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. There have been deadly attacks against Shiites marking Ashura, their holiest day. Gunmen opened fire on a minibus full of Shiite pilgrims. There were also mortar attacks, and an explosion ripped through one procession of pilgrims north of the capital, killing several people. Another bomb killed several Shiites in the Kurdish north.
The Senate is moving closer to giving millions of workers a boost up the pay scale. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more on hiking the minimum wage from Capitol Hill.
Today's procedural vote could quickly move the bill, a top Democratic priority, to passage. The House already passed the bill to slowly increase the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour. It has been at $5.15 for 10 years. Meaning, says Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, a full-time minimum wage worker with a family lives below the poverty level.
This is really wrong. It doesn't speak well of our country.
Republicans have insisted the increase has to be accompanied by billions in tax breaks for the small businesses who would have to give their lowest paid workers a raise. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
With ballyhoo and fanfare, Microsoft has brought Vista, its latest computer operating system, to the market. Live to CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano.
It's taken 5 years to go from Windows XP to Vista, Microsoft's new operating system. Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates says our computing has changed, so therefore must our computer.
People are using the Windows PC more than they're watching TV. They're doing more than just creating documents. They're instant messaging, they're digital music, digital photos.
But just as we will have to get used to this, the Geek Squad's Robert Stevens says Vista will take some getting used to, too.
People are going to have to kind of relearn the menu system a little bit because it's changed around.
Gates says one of the reasons it took so long was getting security right, along with all of the wow stuff. Reporting live, Lou Milagano, CBS News.
Police in the southern Illinois town of Shiloh want to question an 84-year-old woman who was at the wheel yesterday when her car smashed into an elementary school cafeteria during lunch hour. An 8-year-old boy died as a result. Two other children were treated at a hospital and released. Well, the fat's in the fryer, but at McDonald's it won't be trans fat. After years of tinkering, the fast food giants found a new formulation of French fry oil that the company says retains the famous taste without the artery-clogging trans fat. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Fingerprints identify a frozen body found outside a church in Fort Collins. The victim, a professor at the University of Northern Colorado who had been missing for several weeks. Dr. Pat Wilkins Wells was found buried in the snow Sunday by a group of kids playing outside a church he'd been missing since December 31st.
Can you imagine? I'm out there playing and, you know, all lollygagging around, and then you come across this person.
That's UNC Professor Colleen Fitzpatrick, a colleague of Wilkins Wells. Her husband reported her missing 2 days after she disappeared. An autopsy's planned tomorrow to figure out how she died, but the cops say there are no signs it was foul play. State and local officials will be out today in the latest effort to get a solid count on just how many people are homeless here in Colorado. The definition of homelessness has recently been expanded to include people who are between permanent jobs and even folks who are spending time on friends' couches. Colorado Division of Housing says 12,000 homeless people were counted in August. More than 60% of those were families with children. By the way, a survey in 1988 by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless counted just over 3,000 homeless people. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thank you, John. Not bad around the metro area. Freeways up to speed for the most part. A lot of traffic already hitting the highways, especially on that north end. Thornton North Glen arteries lining up, hopping onto southbound 25. No delays yet into downtown. Do have heavy traffic eastbound 270. Now watch out for a disabled car southbound 25 approaching Downing. It's in the far right lane. We also have a stalled truck on the ramp. It's also in the right lane from eastbound I-70 to southbound 25. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. High of 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. Flurries late. Low of 9. Right now, a few clouds, 15. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 7.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail, a chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out, a chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No. But you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Jay.
And it's good to have you along here. And we've got our poll up. You can do some early voting at am760.net. Just go to Jay Marvin's page and go check out the poll and vote. And it's the big question here, and I don't want to start answering it now because we're going to do it a little bit later, but it's the big question about who do you trust the most, the media or the government? John wants to give an answer. Don't give an answer yet. Don't give an answer yet.
You got a coin I can flip?
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Daniel Schumann from Mother Jones. He is covering the Libby trial, and the reason we're talking to him so early is because, of course, he has to go to the trial.
Right.
So we're going to get him on and ask him what happened yesterday with Ari Flasher, what's happened so far. And from what I can tell from reading what's going on there, it isn't looking real good for Scooter.
No. It looked like Ari Flasher got up there yesterday and kind of threw Scooter under the bus.
Yeah, and it also doesn't look good for Cheney either. I mean, it looks bad. It actually looks bad for the whole administration. Some of the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, did you see Tony Snow? Oh, there's nobody at the White House buzzing about it.
Sure. Well, with Dan Bartlett allegedly getting a subpoena, and also Karl Rove allegedly getting a subpoena, I'm sure they're plenty nervous over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say they're as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. So, and if you've been following the trial, I mean, just incredible glimpses into how obsessed they were and how focused they were on Joe Wilson and how focused they were and obsessed they were with spinning the Holy Rock story.
Yeah, and how Cheney was the master spider behind the whole thing.
Cheney is.
Oh.
you ever think of a vice president that is as unpopular as this guy is?
I don't think there's ever been one.
I mean, Bush's popularity at its lowest right now, if you go look at the Washington Post, what is that, the Washington Post CBS poll?
Yeah.
Shows him at 28%, which is one percentage point above Richard Nixon when he was facing impeachment. The rest have him at about 30. I mean, this guy is really low. How much lower can he go?
I saw a poll question. I forget who did it. It might have been MSNBC about would you like to see this presidency over?
I believe that was CNN Public Opinion Research asking if you'd like to see the Bush presidency over with, and 58% said yes right now.
Please.
So that can't be just us commie libs on the low powered side of the dial here. It's got to be other people out there who feel the same way about this guy, right?
Any guy that shoots another guy in the face, no matter what the circumstances involved.
Are you talking about Cheney and the hunting accident?
Yeah. I mean, anybody that's a vice president shooting somebody in the face.
He's just, I don't know, can you think, I mean, Spiro, this is going back.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Energy Hog to team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
It's just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adoptive families. COPARC is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. Slight chance of snow today, about a 10% chance and a high of 24. J. Marvin, John M., and John Turk hanging out with you. We're going to talk to Daniel Shulman. He's writing for Mother Jones, and he's attending the Libby trial. And Daniel, good morning, and welcome to AM760. Good to have you on.
Good to be here. How are you?
We're doing pretty good here. We're a little cold, but we're doing okay.
I hear that.
Boy, where to start when we start talking about this thing? Let's start with yesterday. First of all, Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, on the stand yesterday, he kind of, as John M. said here a little bit earlier, he kind of threw Libby kind of underneath the bus, didn't he?
Well, I mean, basically, anybody who's telling the truth here, it seems like, is ending up doing that. Yeah, he did. I mean, exactly what happened yesterday is basically what Fitzgerald is trying to do. Is established that Libby knowingly lied to FBI investigators and a grand jury, and basically Fleischer testified to having a meeting on July 7th, which is 3 days before Libby says he was told by Tim Russert of NBC about the identity of Joe Wilson's wife.
Now, Fleischer said Libby took him out to lunch, and that was the first time ever, right?
Right, and he said, you know, this has to be hush-hush, this is on the QT. But as someone else pointed out at the trial, you know, a couple days ago, you don't usually give this type of information to a press secretary because the first thing they're probably going to do is mention it to the press.
And he did. He did give it to a few reporters. One of them, I believe, was David Gregory of MSNBC.
Yeah, and, you know, that's where things get pretty murky here because, you know, David Gregory obviously hasn't talked about this in the past. He said that, you know, he's basically hinted at the fact that he never heard anything about this at the time. And now when people are trying to ask him for comment, he's not, he won't say anything. Now, the other reporter involved here is John Dickerson of Time Magazine, formerly of Time Magazine. He's now the political correspondent for Slate. He's been covering this trial, so it's kind of a bizarre situation. He was in the courtroom yesterday when his name got trotted out, although his recollections about what happened differ from Ari Fleischer's. Ari Fleischer said, you know, they were on a trip to Africa. He says he told Dickerson and Gregory about Wilson's wife. Now John's recollection is a little bit different. He says, basically, he's saying that never happened, and that basically he was just hinting at it. So who knows what's happening here?
You know, the amazing thing is that Cheney goes on Meet the Press with Tim Russert when asked about the whole Joe Wilson Valerie Plame situation, or just the Joe Wilson situation. Cheney says, I don't know who sent him, I don't know anything about him, and he basically says, you know, that he just has no idea. And then we get into this trial, and we see that it's exactly the opposite, that once again, he's gone on TV, he's gone on the media, he's gone to the media and lied, in that he certainly knew what was going on, and that he was obsessed with it, and so was Libby and everybody else.
You know, I think one of the things that we've learned in this trial is that Joe Wilson's claim that this trip was completely sanctioned by the vice president's office, you know, isn't completely true. It's partially true. But as one CIA officer testified during this trial, you know, the impetus for this was interest from the vice president's office, interest from the State Department, and as well as interest from the Department of Defense. And really what got this whole thing started was they were trying to find out who sent Wilson on this trip and ended up digging this information up about his wife. and then we go on from there.
So Joe Wilson wasn't totally and completely telling the truth either.
Yeah, I think
maybe he was saying what he was told and what he thought.
I don't want to attack him, but I think
maybe he was saying what he was told and what he thought was the situation, and it turned out to be almost that, but not quite.
My take on what happened is that he was hearing from people within the CIA that they were getting a lot of pressure from the vice president's office, and I think that's what he basically later said. So there are just, as with everything with this trial, there are just a lot of shades of gray. Very complicated. I mean, as you know, they're not even prosecuting, you know, the case they set out to prosecute. This is
right.
Not about the leak. It's now about, you know, whether Libby lied.
And the way things have been unfolding here in the last couple of days or last couple of weeks, I mean, these people are pointing to the fact that, yeah, he's not telling the truth because he claims that he can't remember. Yet you have the luncheon date with Flasher. You have all the stuff that went on last week. I mean, his case is getting bad. His defense is getting badly damaged.
I'll tell you one thing, though. His defense, you know, has a pretty good strategy. You know, the jurors here, they don't, you know, for the most part, they don't know much of anything about this case. It's hard enough for somebody in the press to follow who knows all the players. And one of the defense's strategies is to really make things as murky as possible. And the other thing is to play on the memory hole defense, which is basically to say, oh, well, nobody's recollections are that good. And in
right.
the testimony of other witnesses, they've been able to exploit that.
That's why yesterday they asked Ari Flasher, are you sure? Would you swear to that under oath? And he said, I can't absolutely be sure, and I wouldn't swear to an under oath. I was asking one of the questions, I believe, about the lunch, right?
Precisely. I mean, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're just trying to create enough doubt so the jury says, you know, we can't say for sure whether he lied or whether he legitimately forgot about it. I mean, in Ted Wells, Libby's defense lawyer's opening statement, he started talking about how, you know, basically reading what Libby's daily agenda would be during that weekend. You know, he said that there was some sort of assassination threat on the president and senior advisors, and he basically said, you know, with all of this going on, how can he be expected to remember the minutiae of what goes on day to day? And it could be effective, but at this point, Fitzgerald's really brought out witness after witness after witness that is confirming that, you know, not only, you know, was he looking into, not only was Libby looking into Wilson, but he also showed a pretty keen interest in finding out what was happening. It would be unlikely that he would forget all of that within 3 months.
Well, Fitzgerald's got a very, very good record, and he's a very tough guy. I mean, I watched him go after George Ryan, and he doesn't fool around, so he's no slouch.
No, not at all.
So would you say, as far as things go now, in your opinion, would you say that Ted Wells is winning this? Or it's a standoff, or is he losing this for his client, Scooter Libby?
You know, it's so hard for me to say, just because I feel like the testimony of these witnesses for the prosecution has been very compelling. But then again, I see Wells chiseling little holes in it every once in a while. You know, I would say Fitzgerald's probably doing a little bit better because he's just really bringing out a lot of information.
Well, what I can't wait for is the Bartlett Rove appearance. And Bartlett, I guess his name came up yesterday, so that almost assures that they're going to call him.
Yeah. Yes, that will be very interesting. I mean, you know, I mean, the thing that I'm looking forward to is you know, what if the vice president testifies? Because, you know, in Ted Wells' opening statement, they basically blame Karl Rove for
right.
this whole situation. Now that's interesting because, you know, is the vice president going to hang Karl Rove out to dry too? And also, Karl Rove on the stand would be very interesting. I mean, this is kind of a remarkable trial because you don't usually see, you know, well, I guess I should just put it this way: the people that are on the stand are not typically this candid about about things.
And no, we're getting a look inside the struggles of the White House and the politics of the White House.
Right, and it's incredible how they deal with the media, and all of that. I mean, it's really an incredible thing.
Kind of smacks of Nixon a little bit.
Well, it's funny, you know, the Watergate conspirators were tried at the same courthouse as you know, it's the D.C. District Courthouse. A lot of history there.
You're absolutely right, Daniel. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope we can have you back on again to talk about this and
sure.
to talk about the trial, and particularly when we start to get into the part where Bartlett and Rove perhaps show up. Then we're really gonna. I got a feeling we're gonna really find out some stuff that maybe 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue doesn't want out there into the public.
Who knows? But
yeah.
It's my pleasure, and I'm happy to do it again.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate your time, and have a good morning.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There's Daniel Schumann. He is an investigative reporter for Mother Jones. You can check out his article about the trial at motherjones.com. And can you imagine being Karl Rove and Dan Bartlett? You don't know when you're going to get called. But you have a subpoena telling you to stand by.
I would be sweating bullets.
Man. And Cheney doesn't look good during this thing either.
No. No, but, you know, Cheney's an old pro at this, so he'll probably just brush the stuff aside. But I think Rove's going to be the one that's really, and Bartlett are going to be the ones really sweating up there when they get on the stand.
I don't think that Cheney cares.
No, I don't think so either.
I really have come away with the opinion that I don't think that Dick Cheney nor George W. Bush, I don't think that either one of them really care. I don't think that they care what happens. I don't, because they feel they're safe. They feel they're safe, and they've got their, you know, the CYA, and they've got immunity. And I don't think they care. Like, I think it's admirable that, 100,000 people showed up in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. But you know what? I don't think the White House cares.
No.
I think they could care less.
No, as long as they still have 33 Republican senators in their pocket, you know, prevent a veto override, they can get away with just about any damn thing they want.
I don't think they care. I don't think they have any feeling at all. I don't think the leadership of this country has any feeling at all. I don't think that they hear, and I think that people like, well, our own senator, Wayne Allard, I think he's oblivious.
I think, as I said before,
he's on his way out, he doesn't care,
yeah.
And he never listens.
I think there's a certain sociopathic aspect to this, where they have no concern for other people's thoughts or feelings.
No, none at all. And they'll do whatever they have to do. You're either anti-troop or, you know, whatever message that they, it's not good for the morale, or whatever message that they, you know, plan to send at the time, they send it out. I don't see how people on the right can't look at all of this and realize that they've been suckered, that this is all has been highly stage managed, and that they've just been suckered. They've been suckered.
Yeah, and every time that anybody issues any kind of criticism, they trot out that old war horse of a line, you're helping our enemies.
Yeah, that's been going on in this country
yeah.
for 50 years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. And you know what? Does it work?
Yeah.
Well, but it must not be. If 30% of the people in this country are the only ones left supporting what's going on, if it's down to 30% approval rating, it can't be working with the majority of everybody.
No, but it's working with the base, and that's all they need to keep...
Well, it works with the people across the hall, but it doesn't work over here. I mean, it doesn't work with the people who are independents, who are scanning down the dial, or who are, out there tuned into whatever. It doesn't work with them. I don't think they buy it.
I think they're doing it strictly to keep that 30% base, that 33 votes in the Senate that will keep the Senate from overriding any veto.
Well, you got to have more than 30% if you're going to win at the polls.
I don't think they care. They're
30%. Well, yeah, but their party is going to suffer damage off of this.
Do you think they really care? Do you think Cheney and Bush really care?
No, but I think that as time goes on and if this doesn't get settled, I think that there are going to be more and more Republicans that are going to start moving away.
Oh, yeah, they've got to.
Because they got to read the handwriting on the wall. The majority of the people in this country don't want it.
Well, what is it, 21 Republican senators will be up for re-election next year?
Yeah. 18, I'm sorry. There'll be 18 that will be up. All right, it's 6:34, 34 minutes past the hour. If you want to comment on any of this, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about what went on Saturday, which we didn't talk about yesterday, and also whether you think it does any good, because I'm not sure that it does, and whether you think that this, well, I don't know how anybody could call up and say, yeah, you know what, the White House does, because they don't listen. They don't listen. Isn't that the height of frustration? They don't listen. And after a while, you see these people on these talking head shows, and it's like, enough is enough. I just have had enough. I can't listen to any more of their spiel.
Yeah. Yeah. You get
it. Can you?
Nope. I can't even watch. I can't even watch them any. The Beat the Press or
it's very hard.
Stephanopoulos.
I wonder if we're alone in this, or are there other people out there who feel exactly the same way? You see these people on representing the administration, and you're just like, oh, man. It's like, 6:35, 35 minutes past 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic, and we'll take your phone calls and talk some more. Coming up here on AM 760, here's Gina.
Southbound 25 filling in quickly from 120th down to 84th up in the Thornton North Glen area. We're looking pretty good on most of our other primary roadways, including 225 across Aurora, C-470 through Highlands Ranch, I-25 up to speed coming through the Tech Center. Had a couple of minor issues, southbound 25 approaching Downing and on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to southbound 25. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, chilly, high of 28. Right now, a few clouds, 15 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly fat pill you take before bedtime. Relicor PM. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, you need Relicor PM. That's
the sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Arrange preventive imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Good morning, 39 minutes past the hour.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your weekend, but partly cloudy and a high only of 16. Ugh. All right, you can go to am760.net and you can instant message us. Also get your guesses in as to how much weight I've lost, because we're going to pick a winner here pretty soon. And also answer our poll question of the day, too, which you can do that. Go to the Jay Marvin page and answer that. We just got through talking to David Shulman about the Libby case, and John M. and I are talking here about the administration. If you want to join in on this at 303-713-7600, and basically what we were just speculating and just going through the frustration level of the fact that this administration doesn't seem to listen and doesn't care. And also, they don't tell the truth. Even in some of the minor statements they make about keep repeating this canard about there's no plan to get out of Iraq when the Iraq study group gave them one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What? Just acknowledge it. So, you know, it's like, well, did you read it? I don't think they read it. I don't think they care.
I don't think Bush has read anything since my pet goat. Even
Sad.
Though he keeps claiming he's got this extensive reading list, you know. It was like Senator Jay Rockefeller said, he didn't buy it either, that Bush was reading all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm not angry about it. You know what I am? I'm just shocked and kind of set back about it and just wonder, what does it take for people to come forward and just be honest and be able to say, all right, the thing's a mess, and
I mean, every administration lies to a certain degree. That comes with the territory.
Well, yeah, or they cover. You're right.
But nobody, to the extent that these people have. I mean, it's just everything is cloaked in secrecy. Everything is parceled out in drips and drabs. And when they have to tell the truth, you know, when they're absolutely forced to, it's like pulling teeth with them.
Well, you see the latest story about how the he signed this executive order. I think it was like last week or something about that it tantamounts to putting a political appointee in charge of the information flow from every agency.
Every
regulatory agency and every agency having to do with civil liberties. And it's like,
I mean, there's been a brain drain out of this administration for 6 years. Reputable scientists have been fleeing from the EPA, the Centers for Disease Control. You know, ever since that fellow James Hansen, who was the first to start sending up the signals about global warming.
They silenced him.
Anything that doesn't fit their faith-based reality, you know, okay, that's out.
I'm just shocked. I'm shocked by it all. And I don't consider myself to be any babe in the woods
either. No, I mean, you and I have been around the block for a while.
Yeah. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, John. How are you?
Great.
I wanted to comment on the Valerie plane trip. I mean, the topic seems to be this inability of this administration to have any connection with reality. Rocky Mountain News just a couple weeks ago, once again put together another editorial saying that the Valerie plane issue was a non-issue. I mean, once again,
well,
to me, it's absolutely amazing that these are fellow Americans. You know, you regard your people on the other side of the aisle as, you know, having a degree of intelligence. But there's something is totally missing when there can't be or there is not the comprehension of a felony and a treasonous crime. That, to me, is the essence of the Valerie Plame thing. Some of it's coming out now in the Libby trial. But to me, the shocking, you used the word shocking a couple times. To me, it's shocking that people can't or don't want to grasp an issue as fundamental to you know, what we regard, what we value as Americans. They're saying, nope, doesn't matter.
Well, the big issue, the other issue here, I don't know if it's a big issue, but the other issue here is where the Rocky Mountain News is just wrong, is it's a rare view inside the workings of the vice president's office and the White House. I don't know how they can call that a non-issue. I don't know. See, once again, I don't know where they're coming from.
I know.
But they've done this, you know, they do this time and time again. Somebody pointed out to me, and I can't remember who pointed this out to me, that they wrote some piece on Wayne Allard. Uh-huh. And they write some piece on Wayne Allard, and they neglected to add information that he had worked overtime to gut the minimum wage. They didn't include that in the article. Now, whoops, why did they leave that out? What was up with that? Why was that selectively edited out? I'd like to know the answer to that question.
Oh, unbelievable. Hey, here's just one other thing about the demonstrations. You know, even though they don't listen, Gandhi said, what you do is not very important, but it's very important that you do it.
One of my favorite quotes.
Yeah. And the fact is, you just do the do. I mean, those people, it's essential that we get out and demonstrate and do what we can. It has meaning. It has, it'll have an effect somewhere.
I don't know if that's more important, to me, it's more important to wage the battles in cyberspace, which is raising money for candidates and overwhelming representatives and senators with email. Because they're the only ones left now that can really try to do anything decent to stop this guy. And if you're living in a predominantly red state, and even in our case where we've got Wayne Allard, to me, if Wayne Allard went and looked at his email and he had 50,000 emails,
right,
it would have to have some effect on him.
Yeah.
And if not him, it would have to have some effect on the GOP in this state. I mean, they would have to, whoever plans to run in his place would have to look at this and say, wow.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I agree. On a personal level, too. I work in a mortgage office, and a lot of the people I work with, including the owner, Evangelical Christians, very good, decent people, we've had an ongoing political discussion over all these years about Bush, slowly but surely. The tide has turned with them. He is as unpopular with them now as ever. And they say, well, it was a mistake, wasn't it, you know, going into Iraq. And I think everything we do, including just having those conversations on a day-to-day basis and, you know, just bringing up the facts.
Yeah, I agree with you. However, I was marveling about this yesterday on the air, and nobody really gave me an answer. How do you reach that 30%? You can't reach that 30%. Those people, I don't know how to reach them.
Yeah.
You can discuss with them back and forth. Everything that you can think of revolved around the country, where we're going, everything from Iraq to you name it, and you can't penetrate the wall.
Yeah.
They're locked up in their own mythology, even if the facts are there. That prove that they're wrong, and you cite those facts, they still will not, they won't yield.
No, it's, you
know. So what do? You just give up on them, I guess.
I just keep plugging away.
Yeah, it's
whatever you guys are doing is great. Just keep putting the facts out there.
Yeah, it's like John Dean pointed out, there's that about 30% of the people
right.
that have that authoritarian personality. They will follow the guy they have chosen. They'll follow him right over the cliff, just like lemmings.
Yeah, well, you hope with your heart and soul that you can punch through and stop some of them from going over.
At least maybe 5%. Maybe you can get them down to 25%.
My experience has been, man, you can't do it.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. I mean, they just will not yield an inch or a ground, and it's extremely frustrating. Larry, thanks, man.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
All right. So what do you do about them? You just give up on them, I guess.
Yeah, it was interesting mentioning Wayne Allard there. That, you know, a lot of the speculation now is that Allard decided not to run for re-election because he knew he couldn't win.
Well, I think Republicans are going to have a hard time in 08 unless they clean this up. I think they're going to have a real hard time. And what record are they going to run on?
I also read somewhere that Marilyn Musgrave, that Republican Congressional Campaign Committee is urging her not to seek re-election because they spent so much money defending what should have been a safe district that they felt she's a hindrance to the party now. She's an anchor to them, and they don't need that.
Well, I'm hoping Angie steps back in the ring and goes for it again. 303-713-7600, three open lines. We want to get in this general conversation about the administration, about the Libby trial, and about trying to talk to that hardcore 30% and trying to win them over or at least get them to see where we're coming from. You're more than welcome to join at 303-713-7600, 649, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, or you can IM me. John and I at AM760.net. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no getting away from the heavy traffic on those north side highways. We're definitely stacked up along I-76. 270 eastbound across Commerce City and Boulder Turnpike heavy from Federal to the I-25 corridor. No relief in sight for southbound 25 in Adams County. We just need to get used to it. It's going to be jammed up 104th to 84th throughout the commute. Good news is we have no wrecks to negotiate right now around and clear and dry highways for the most part. Just watch out for icy patches along I-70 over the summit. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy and chilly, high of 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. Flurries late, low of 9. Right now, a few clouds, 15. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese piled high on toasted ciabatta bread. You can get one with the cranberry juice only at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Have you ever heard the advice for married people that you should never, I mean never, go to bed angry? But if you're disagreeing about that worn-out innerspring mattress, the bed could be the very problem, and you're not alone. 9 out of 10 couples disagree on how firm the mattress should be. My bed is the answer for both of you. It's a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Mary and I have it, and we love it. With the Sleep Number bed, each side of the mattress can be set to your ideal level of firmness and support. That's your Sleep Number. And I call this a dual adjustability. The personalized comfort is a result of the Sleep Number bed's air chamber design, a simple concept that now gives you control over how your mattress will feel. And this comfort isn't just for couples. Even if you sleep alone, finding your Sleep Number will mean more comfortable position for your body, allowing you to fall asleep faster, sleep more deeply, and wake up feeling refreshed. My Sleep Number used to be 80, but since I've started losing weight, I fooled around with it, and I fool around with it, it seems like every other night, getting into, you know, seeing what the different positions are, like 70 and 75, and seeing how they feel. And every night, I really get a good sleep on a Sleep Number bed. I really do, and have been for a long, long time. It's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to my needs each and every night, and the Mary can personalize it to hers. Sleep Number beds are backed by a good housekeeping seal. They come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night home trial. And now through Valentine's Day, February 14th, you can get no interest and no payments until 2008 on all Sleep Number bed sets. Plus, get a free luxurious down comforter with a purchase of selected bed sets, a $250 value, the ultimate in personalized comfort. Supplies are limited, so visit a Select Comfort store today for complete details. And there are Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range. As a matter of fact, they're in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield Stapleton.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's blue list. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's blue list and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the blue list, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:54, 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 24. Slight chance of snow. And we're talking about a bunch of stuff here. I mean, we're talking about the Libby trial and also about the administration and the vice president and the fact that the administration doesn't listen. And how do you get to that 30% that still support the administration? How do you talk to them? Because they're just absolutely impossible to talk to. And by the way, I left out on the Libby trial, Judith Miller, the New York, formerly of the New York Times, will testify today. And that ought to be pretty interesting because she went to jail for a couple of months before she finally gave it up that Scooter Libby had given her the information. Let's go to Walt in Littleton. Walt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Walt. How are you?
Good. You know, regarding the Bush administration, I think it's fairly simple. The problem is it's a systemic problem. It's a problem that is alive and well in county government, state government, school districts, big companies. It's all about two things, money and power. And it doesn't matter what order you put them in. People are chasing money and power. Wherever you look, when these types of problems exist, that's what people are motivated by.
Yeah, except I think this administration has broken the law, has lied, has doesn't listen. Can you think of any other president, because I don't know how old you are, but can you think of any other president that has managed a country this way and in such a partisan manner and has told so many lies and has been less than truthful? I mean, can you think of anybody? I mean, you know, the conservatives will bring up, well, what about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky? I mean, that's their number one deal, and they'll say, well, he lied in front of a grand jury, but yeah, you know, look at the dead. Look at the amount of casualties. Look at all the stuff that's happened.
I agree with you. I mean, I think when history writes the books on this one, they're going to be glowing because you're right. No administration has done it to the extent that the Bush administration has done it. But, you know, let's be honest. The government lies to us all the time in an interest of national security. Iran-Contra and CIA operatives and operations like that are lies.
But not to this public. But you have to admit, not to this scale.
Not to this scale. You're absolutely right.
And not through acquiescence of the media.
Here's the big thing. The big thing is, and this always comes out, is what's your intention? It's about intention. You know, Jimmy Carter was a great man but couldn't succeed in the White House because he didn't really understand the Beltway and he didn't play that game. So he was a failure. He couldn't make the system work. But, you know, Bush and his boys have used the system, like you're saying, to the nth degree for whatever personal motivations they had for greed, power, and money. And they have done just a stellar job. And I think we will not learn about what happened until afterwards. You know how that is.
Yeah, I think on that part, you're right. We're not going to learn a lot of it until after they're gone. Walt, thank you, man. Good call.
Have a good one.
Okay. All right, we'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around, and you can always instant message me at am760.net. And we got more coming up.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, everybody, I want you to raise your hand if you're stuck in a dead-end job. You know who you are. Crummy paycheck for a lot of work. Well, here's the tip of the century. There's a surprising industry that's on the verge of a huge boom. I'm talking about 200,000 jobs that'll need to be filled. It's the automotive technician industry, working on vehicles, making repairs, that kind of stuff.
And get this, the average starting pay is more than $38,000. Heck, some technicians are taking down more than $100,000 every year. Best of all, you can try a free automotive course online from CBT Direct, but only for a limited time. The number to call is 1-800-400-1966. Are you ready for a lot of job offers and very competitive pay? Then you need to call now to try the automotive course free by calling 1-800-400-1966. Demand for technicians is growing fast, so call today, 1-800-400-1966. That's 1-800-400-1966.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Did the Bush administration pressure government experts to downplay global warming? Rick Piltz and other scientists who want more done to fight climate change say they have evidence it did.
It became clear that the administration was uncomfortable with straightforward communication of the growing body of scientific evidence about the global warming problem.
Administration critics will go public at a congressional hearing an hour from now. Live to CBS's Mark Noller at the White House. Mark, what have officials there been saying about the allegations in the past?
Frank, the White House denies anything improper is going on and says the reports reflect administration policy.
Well, now, where does the president stand on global warming?
He says it's a serious problem. He still questions how much of it is man-made or caused by nature. He opposes mandatory limits on emissions of greenhouse gases on the grounds it would damage the economy, but says new technologies are coming that will make us, in his words, better stewards of the environment.
Mark Noller at the White House. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is set to vote on a bill to raise the minimum wage for the first time in a decade. Majority Leader Harry Reid says low-wage workers have been overlooked too long.
This is really wrong. It doesn't speak well of our country.
Unlike the House version, the Senate bill includes tax breaks to help small businesses pay for the increase. President Bush says he's not trying to pick a fight with Iran. Military analyst Daniel Gouray.
Iran's main goal at the moment is to keep the United States bogged down in Iraq, or even see them defeated in Iraq, as a prelude or as part of its strategy for deploying nuclear weapons.
But the president says he will respond firmly if Iran goes too far in Iraq. This has been a violent final day of a week-long religious observance in Iraq. Attacks on Shiites in different parts of the country have taken at least 36 lives. An old Massachusetts textile town could become the first in the country to put the medical records of its residents online. Live to CBS's Lou Miliano. Lou, what's behind that?
President Bush has been pushing for electronic medical records, all of your history right there on the computer, as a way to save money. Mickey Tripathi, CEO of Massachusetts eHealth, says it'll save mistakes and time, too. You're in a car accident and can't tell them what meds you're taking.
Now, a physician will be able to look and say, I know exactly what you're taking.
But North Adams is small, 14,000 people. Doctors have complained about the time it takes. Only one's opted out, though. Still unclear? Big city use, Frank.
Paris Hilton's simple life isn't as simple as she might like. The celebrity who's famous for being famous is suing to shut down a website that's showing her diaries, along with personal snapshots and videos. The site bought them from a Los Angeles area storage facility. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Former Jefferson County Treasurer Mark Pascal has been indicted on charges of soliciting a kickback from a bonus he awarded to an employee. He's accused of asking political appointee Sarah Redman to give him $9,000 out of a $25,000 bonus he approved for her. The indictment also says Redman wanted no part of it. She's 18 years old, and she's under arrest for murder. Addie Kubasiak of Parker is accused of killing somebody, but we don't yet know who that is.
Hopefully within the next couple of days after interviews are conducted and some more investigations are done, we will be able to release more information.
Douglas County Sheriff's Office says information leading to her arrest was found in Gunnison, where a newspaper is reporting the death in question was a fetus, but officials haven't yet confirmed that. And the Florida city that Representative Tom Tancredo compared to a third-world country is getting the last laugh, at least for now. Pulitzer Prize-winning satirist Dave Barry Savage, the Littleton Republican, in a front-page column in the Miami Herald. With the Super Bowl a week away, Barry paid homage to Miami and made Tancredo his foil. Quote, "The truth is, Miami is a terrific place despite the criticisms you may have heard from ignorant yokel blowhards who shall remain nameless, like Representative Tom Tancredo." Barry goes on to refer to Tancredo as a xenophobic dimwit and calls him a clueless tourist dork, or as we call them in Miami, Tancredos. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, southbound 25 still stacked up for you from 84th all the way back to 120th. Same drill pretty much if you're headed into downtown along those southbound lanes beginning at about 58th. Eastbounders struggling now along 270 through Commerce City, I-70. From 270 toward Havana, and, of course, the Boulder Turnpike. We also have one wreck to contend with westbound I-70 near Peoria. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. High of 28. Right now, a few clouds, 15. I'm Gina Michaels, AM7.
For some high school students, school can be a dangerous place. Just being in school can be a struggle. But despite all the obstacles, inside every high school student is a graduate. Go to boostup.org and find out how you can help a friend finish high school. Boostup.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
When I do it, everything goes dark, and I feel like a different person.
Kenzie Olsen is under the influence of her community theater volunteer, helping out at an after-school theater program. She helps Kenzie stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
All right. Thought I'd get that unpleasant news out of the way first, and then we'll move on to other things. You can instant message us at am760.net. And we've also got our poll going, which I'm also going to ask this hour, which is, and you can go to am760.net and then go to the J. Marvin page and vote on this. And here's the question, and this kind of stems out of yesterday's show. 303-713-7600 if you want to answer this. Who do you trust more? The media or the government? And then on the poll, there's a third option, which is neither. But I don't want to have the neither in there. I want you to answer who you trust more, the media or the government. Which would you choose if you had to choose between those two? Who do you think consistently tells you the truth the most? And the reason we bring this up is because you've got the Scooter Libby trial going on, and obviously some of the things that have come out of there indicate that the government has, this government has been less than truthful at times. You had the story in the top of the CBS News there about the administration pressuring scientists as far as global warming goes. And, of course, we've got the number one issue looming over the entire country, which is Iraq. And I don't think there's anybody out there. Well, there may be somebody who's part of that 30% base, the 30% of the people out there, who might believe that they have been told the truth. But how many of us believe that we were lied to on that deal? So who do you trust? And then yesterday I was talking about the media during open phones and about how I think it's really, in this day and age, I think it's really rough to put up with most of what the media has to say.
I'm afraid I agree with you. I've been a member of the news media for going on 36 years now, and I feel the same way, that there's not that willingness to take risks to offend the powerful that there used to be. I don't know if Watergate, I don't know if Woodward and Bernstein could have not only reported on Watergate, but if it would have made a big splash these days. You know, if Fox News, I forget who said that, but if Fox News had been around during Watergate, the headline, their whole tagline for the story would have been, Assault on the Presidency.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people out there who believe that Fox News tells the truth.
Oh, yeah. Fox Noise, as Olbermann calls it.
Yeah, or Fox News, F-A-U-X. But there are a lot of people out there who believe that. Who believe that they don't tell the truth. And, of course, the conservatives and people on the right have been charging for years that the news media is liberal. They've been saying that for years. And now it's become such a constant chant on their part that they believe it.
Yeah.
They believe it absolutely to be true.
Yeah.
Most of the people I ever worked with in this business were not liberal. But
most of the news people I've worked with, I've got to say, have been...
Were they liberal?
Yeah.
Did they put a liberal slant on the news?
I don't think so. But I think part of it comes from exposure. People in the news media, at least those of us that get out and actually street reporting, we see what's going on out there.
But you know what? A liberal slant, though, is anything that they disagree with.
Well, yeah, that's their attitude on it.
I mean, anytime you anytime you investigate or you go after somebody and it happens to be one of theirs, then it's another example of right-wing bias.
Oh, you're being partisan!
You know, right?
Yeah, oh, they're great. They are absolutely great.
And so what you do is you get like maybe one or two national figures in the news who slip and make some kind of a comment, and then they hold that up for you're still hearing about it like 35 years later.
You know, the thing that to me was the most insane when I really got disgusted with not only Fox News, of course, but everybody else, was when John Kerry made that stupid joke. And, you know, everybody knew what he meant. He didn't mean it as a denigration of the troops. Yet even the networks, the regular ABC, NBC,
well, they were all
reporting it like it was a big story.
Well, they distorted it. But the thing is, yeah, but he helped it along. He helped it along by getting on there and apologizing.
Yeah.
If you didn't do anything wrong, what do you say you're sorry for?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, Kerry, unfortunately, he was a stumble bum from the beginning, ever since he didn't respond to the Swift voting.
Yeah, he spent 303-713-7600. I got three lines open here. And the question here this morning is, it's basically the same that's the poll on our website, is who do you trust more, the media or the government? And which do you put more faith in? And I got a feeling most people would like to call up probably and vote neither.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. Because you know what? The lack of faith in your government spins off into all different directions and affects everything.
Yeah, once you start eating away at the basic core foundation there, which is trust in a certain degree of trust in the government and the media, then we're headed for rough times, I think.
Well, I think we are in rough times. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I think it depends on which branch of government or which level of government and which media outlet you're talking about. If it's a choice between the Bush administration and Fox News, I'm probably going to pick Bush.
Well, I don't know. My feeling would be I mistrust both of them.
I do too, but you're forcing me to choose one.
Yeah, that's true.
it's a close call, but I'm taking Bush over Fox.
Yeah, you know, you got to say, let's face it, the Bush administration didn't come out and claim that Obama was educated in a madrasas.
Thank you very much.
that whole thing amazes me, too.
They actually took the high road there.
Yeah, that whole thing amazes me, too, because there are still people in the media, primarily talk show hosts, right-wing talk show hosts, who are still insisting that that's true and still repeating that story over and over and over again.
It's red meat to their audience.
But it's like, come on, don't people know that that's not true?
Not the people who listen to those shows. They're lazy. They would much rather have that information just wash over them than to investigate it themselves and find out the truth. It's easier.
It reinforces their existing stereotypes, right?
Exactly. They don't have to think about anything. They don't have to decide, you know, maybe I'm not getting the best information from these folks. Maybe I ought to work a little harder and see what else is out there. It's easier just to believe it.
Boy, that's discouraging, isn't it?
It is.
But it seems to be like only 30% of those people, and I've been mewling and puking about this all morning about how do you reach out to those people and go, look, wake up, you're getting suckered and you're being lied to.
I hate to say it, but I don't think you can. I think those people are so entrenched in their, you know, you gotta, you know, fight them over there before they come over here mentality that they cannot be convinced. How can someone in their right mind approve of Bush at the moment?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And you look at the poll numbers, like, what are those 28% of the people looking at that I'm not?
That's what my wife always says.
Well, yeah, I thought that too. Like, what are they seeing or hearing that I'm not? I've even done so much as to go to some and listen to some of these right-wing talk show hosts to see what they're saying, and it's like comedy.
You have a sixth sense of humor, sir.
Well, yeah, probably so. But I mean, it's like you know, you listen to them and you go like, "Oh, come on!
No,
you got to be kidding me, man! Is this real?"
No,
and they're over there just going on and on about this stuff.
I will tune in Rush for about 5 minutes a day just to get my daily dose of outrage, and I switch back to 7:60.
Get your blood moving.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I don't try him, but I've tried others, and I don't. And I'll sit there and I'll just be an absolute. I'll just be in absolute, total, and complete amazement. Just complete amazement that they're spinning this stuff. And, I mean, just an amazement.
And it's amazing that otherwise very intelligent people will buy that stuff hook, line, and sinker. I've got several relatives that worship Rush and all of that right-wing nonsense, and I just can't talk to them. I try, and I have a better chance of convincing a brick wall than I do them.
How does that work?
I've just chosen not to talk about it.
No, but I'm saying, don't you ever ask yourself how that works? I mean,
how do you
run across these people who are so smart, and yet when you get on these topics, the first thing they'll do is they'll parrot back all these slogans.
I would used to say, have you ever investigated any of this on your own, or do you just accept Rush as, you know, another prophet? And they just, you know, kind of glare, and that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, my question is, how many of these are the hardcore evangelicals, and how many?
Oh, no, I know people that are, I know people, no, I know people that are not evangelicals at all that are into this. How about you, John?
Yes, the people I'm talking about are not hardcore evangelicals at all.
Yeah,
of that 28% of the American public that still supports him, what do you think? Like maybe, okay, 14% of the hardcore evangelicals and 14% are just right-wing Republicans? You think it's a 50-50 split?
And or ignorant rednecks?
well, I guess that would be under hardcore Republicans.
I don't know, you guys. I don't have any clue. John, thanks, man. Stay warm.
Good morning.
All right. It amazes me.
Yeah.
And they will give you these slogans back time and time and time again, and you'll say, well, wait a minute. Now I sound like Limbaugh. But you say, wait a minute. Here, look at this. No.
Well,
and they just reject it.
To me, it's the same thing with the creationists and the people that deny global warming. You put up 99.9% of the facts and are in the favor of those of us who believe in evolution or global warming. Yeah, but look at that. 1/10 of 1% that there's some doubt. So that throws the whole thing off.
Bizarre. Okay, who do you trust more, the government or the media? 303-713-7600. I got one line opener. You can IM me at am760.net. That's a send me an email, an instant message here on AM760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on who you trust more, the media or the government. And let's get a look at traffic now.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
They're going to jump out of trees. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury, but amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
When I'm under, I'm weightless, floating away, and all I think about is doing it again.
Michael Swan is under the influence of his volunteer swim coach. Spending a little time coaching, he helps Michael stay off drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Lily? Lily, where are you?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
AM 760.
It's not about you. It's about the country, the system of checks and balances, protecting people's rights.
Everybody knows that it's not true.
I'm not going to be a lackey for anybody.
You don't hear those sounds as you hear the dig.
It's the big story of the morning, and it's your chance to sound off on what you saw, and give your views.
See if it paints a picture for you.
You know, got a lot to talk about.
The American people have spoken.
Glad we've made some progress.
Yeah. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New CD is just wonderful.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you.
Boy, he's right up there in my top five, easily. Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 24, slight chance of snow, 10%. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Talking about the media and also the government, and which do you trust the most? You got to pick one, the media or the government. You can also vote on this very same poll on our website at am760.net and go to the Jay Marvin page and cast your vote there. And I remember a time in this country when not only did we believe the government, but we also believe the media. I mean, if the media told you something, you thought it was true. Now, can anybody honestly say they believe either? And that's kind of a sad commentary in a way, that we don't have any trust in either of those institutions. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Marvin.
Hi.
I told your screener that I'm going to lean toward the media, but now if I can go with neither, I'm probably better off.
You got to pick one.
Well, I guess it'll have to be media then. I quoted him something from James Carville. I think he was talking about Fox News watchers. They watch Fox News for the same reason a drunk leans on a light pole, not more for support than for illumination.
Well, that's pretty interesting. That's a pretty good quote, actually.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that might be why I listen to you, and I do. I do trust my own judgment, but something else I've thought of is that there's good in the worst of us and bad in the best of us, and what we've become is to point out the bad in others. And I'll be critical of you. You do that, of course. That's part of your show, but. We point out the bad in others and give that as a reason not to listen to any of what they say. And that's what Rush does. And that's wrong. I don't want to be Pollyanna-ish, but if we look for the good in others, and there may be something, there may be an element of truth to every criticism. And we don't look for that. We've become a society that finds a reason to... finds one reason to dismiss somebody completely, whether it be the Swift Boat stuff of John Kerry 35 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever it was, to dismiss him as a candidate today. That's what we've become. And I'll blame the media for that. Do I trust the government? Well, no, not really.
Yeah, but I think the media has always been to a certain degree that way, but the difference between now and then, when we're talking then, which could be 30, 40 years ago, is they used to be investigative rather than accusative. Now the media is filled more with commentary than it is with investigation, and they're more accusatory than they are investigative. And that's one problem. Then the other problem is, I think with people like Limbaugh and others, I think the thing is you listen, you try to find something worthy out of it, but if you get burned enough times, then you finally say, I can't deal with this anymore. There's a large section of people who are independents, who are liberals, who are progressives. And they will have nothing to do with talk radio. And the reason that they won't have anything to do with talk radio is because they carry around the feeling that what talk radio is a bunch of right-wing, angry males predominantly, and usually they're white, screaming at each other. So what ends up happening is they go look for something else. Hence, they go to NPR, or they go to some music station, most likely here in this area, KBCO, because they don't want any part of that. And if you sit back and think about this for a while, and I used to do that kind of talk radio, you sit back and think about it, with everything that's going on in the world, and with all the pressures we're under, some of that makes a lot of sense. Some of that makes a lot of sense, because that kind of combative, nasty, grinding kind of radio, I'm not saying we don't have it on the left, because we do, but I'm saying that predominates most AM bands around the country, and so over the years, folks who are liberal or progressive have found some other place to go. And a lot of them don't know that we exist, and a lot of them think that because we have the word talk in us, that's exactly what they're going to find here.
But may I interrupt?
Sure.
I have to go to work in just a minute, but this will sound critical, and I'm going to keep listening, really. But to an extent, you do it too. When you're talking about them and not talking about your ideas, I wonder if you're going down the wrong track.
Well, I don't call them names.
Well,
I don't make outrageous statements. I don't say I don't use terms like. Barack Obama, for instance, is a Hafrican. I don't point out that George W. Bush, I don't point out his ethnicity. I don't get into his personal situations. I only criticize his policies. I don't dislike him as a human being because I don't know him. I don't get nasty about him.
If I can interrupt again, this is worth being late for work. I was listening to you last week, and the Hafrican, That borders on half-breed. The question should be posed to Rush Limbaugh: What is your stance on interracial marriage? Because it's either bad or good. And I came from Massachusetts, and to brag about Massachusetts, where I came from in Massachusetts is what Boulder wishes it was. It is really diverse. It's a town of about 30,000-40,000 with 57 different home languages.
Where is that in Massachusetts?
Amherst, Massachusetts.
I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there too.
Great town.
That's the real deal. And I came to Fort Collins, and boy, I went to the homecoming game last year, CSU versus Utah. I looked at the marching band, and they're all white.
What did you think?
I was stunned, and I turned to the person next to me, the person who brought me to the game, and he said, "Well, It's called the Mountain West Conference, but we also call it the Mostly White Conference."
Well, I mean that's what it is. But to end this conversation, I don't think that by and large, for the most part, I don't think that myself and a lot of people on this station, I'm not saying everybody, but I think a lot of us, we don't call names, we don't make outrageous charges, and we don't scream. And by and large, unless you become unruly or crazy, we won't hang up on you. Every once in a while, I'll lose my temper, but that's human beings do that. But by and large, I think we're a lot fairer and a lot more open. The other radio stations, you try to wage an argument with them, and what'll end up happening is you get hung up on and just labeled some name.
Mr. Marvin, I have to go to work. It's 7:31 or 2.
All right, well, don't be late.
Thanks a lot.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Yeah, don't blame us for getting docked.
Yeah, don't put it on us. You just
I kind of like that. You're so fascinated in the conversation, he's willing to be risking.
I mean, good things to say.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, we all engage in excesses of time. That's just, that's human nature.
Yeah, I've got to tamp down my tendency to refer to these people as weasels. That's counterproductive. I think I called McCain a weasel yesterday, and that doesn't add to the dialogue on anything.
Well, we all do it. I mean, we all say he's a bum, or he's this or he's that. But it's when you do it excessively. It's when you do it to the point of being crazy.
Like Limbaugh.
A good example is Michael Savage.
Oh God.
Okay, who was on the air here yesterday or the day before? I can't remember when it was. And he was yelling about how Bernie Sanders is a dirty socialist and should go to hell. Well, I mean, he's got that part right about Sanders being a socialist. He doesn't hide that. But he says, he should go to hell. But I think we all name call. I mean, I've done it. Yeah. You've done it. Everybody has done it. Part of that's human nature. I mean, look, you go to a Rockies game or go to, I don't know, just name some public place.
The Broncos game.
Okay, or Elitch's. And you'll hear it.
Yeah.
Because it's human nature. People do it.
Yeah. But we must, as Lincoln said, appeal to the better angels.
Well, we should try not to.
Yeah.
But if somebody does it, you can't get upset about it. You just kind of, okay. But I don't think that we go to the extremes.
Oh, God, no.
And there's a whole list of that stuff that you can look on online. All you got to do is go to MediaMatters.org. I mean, keep track of all that stuff.
Isn't Michael Savage so far out there they actually threw him off the radio station that Melanie Morgan is still on?
I don't know if they threw him off. I don't know what what was behind that. 7:33. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Go to AM760.net, and you can vote on the poll about who do you trust more, the media, the government. And you just go to the J. Marvin page, and you can call and get in on this at 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're definitely into the rush, but we're not doing too bad. I have the normal congestion on 225 in Aurora, northbound at ILEF, southbound between Parker and the DTC. You'll have a lot of company as well, eastbound 6th out of Lakewood, federal to I-25, and we're very busy now, southbound 25 into downtown. North of I-70, southbound 25 at 104th, we've got a right lane crash. We also have a stall southbound 25 near 84th off on the shoulder. And we had a school bus crash off the highway, 17th and Broadway. Thankfully, no children have been hurt, though. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. High of 28. Right now, partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Hydrogen cyanide, carbon monoxide. Just two of the toxic gases in every puff of cigarette smoke. When in the presence of others, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
And the pitch. Dave just pitched a tomato, which won't work. But a healthy, vegetable-filled diet could give you energy to hit that grand slam. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Turner, a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. Call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Get to Elevation Outfitters now through February 1st and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from The North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The end of season sale is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now's the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four real offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Or maybe I think like you do. Good morning, 7:38. Ooh, Neil. 38 minutes after 7, and a high today, 24, about a 10% chance of snow. That it's weird forecast. They're increasing clouds tonight and a low of 10. It's going to be cold. Then tomorrow, about a 50% chance of snow and a high of only 20. So figure that out. All right, who do you trust more, the media or the government? Who's leading right now in the poll? online at am760.net on the Jay Marvin page.
Well, again, the online poll has that third option of I don't trust either, which we're not allowing on the show. The government is garnering, let me just hit refresh on this, 8% of the votes. The media, 23% of the votes. And I don't trust either, 69% of the votes.
Wow. All right. Let's go to Eddie in Littleton. Eddie, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. It'd be hard to top that last caller. I thought he had some good points to make. I would, I guess, come down on the side of the government. I think they both sides make errors. I guess some classic ones on the media certainly would be Dan Rather's 60 Minutes story, the Jason Blair with the Times. I mean, there's plenty of examples on the media side. And one I'd like to give now was last week. You lambasted Limbaugh for referring to Obama as not being black when, in fact, all he had done was to quote an article from Salon.org where they said he wasn't black because he essentially wasn't liberal, as is true for Thomas or Condoleezza Rice or Colin Powell. And you totally missed the point and refused to go back and correct it. And you assigned blame when he was trying to humorously look at how the left cannot stand to see a black person be anything but liberal and get off the plantation. And in this case, they were lambasting him because he wasn't purely black of African descent. And he read the article, and you totally missed it. And
I didn't totally miss it. I realized what article that he got it from. I just feel like that he wasn't being humorous, and that even if you read something off a website, it doesn't give you license to go back on the air and repeat something, and that calling somebody like Barack Obama a quote-unquote African, whether you get it from Salon.com or you get it from Insight or wherever you get it, and to go on with that kind of tone, and we played the audio behind it, I think is 100% wrong, and I think it's within my right to stand up and to say that it is 100% wrong. And I didn't miss anything. I realized exactly where it came from, and I realized exactly what went on because I went and looked at the article. But the fact is, I don't think it was right. And you know what? That's what makes America what it is. We all have a right to stand up, and we all have a right to say, wait a minute, we think such and such is out of line and that you shouldn't be doing it.
Well, I guess we'll agree to disagree on that one, because I don't think you pointed out that Salon was the basis for the entire argument, nor did you really...
I never said that Salon was the basis for the argument. I chastised him for getting on the air and repeating it in what I determined to be and what I could hear, definitely not a humorous manner. And the idea of, because you read that someplace and circulate it around, doesn't make it right.
Well, I think it's a fair argument to raise as far as do people on the left, can they possibly see somebody, a conservative, as being off the plantation or being possible to have a good line of argument or anything? I mean, they...
Sure. How about J.C. Watts?
Yeah, I was just going to say J.C. Watts.
I have no trouble with J.C. Watts. I've interviewed him numerous times. I think he has every right to his opinion. I respect him. I don't agree with him, but I don't care what color he is. To me, he's just another conservative.
Well, again, I don't see there's anything wrong with pointing out the hypocrisy that he did. So I guess, again, we'll agree to disagree on that. But the other thing you brought up earlier was the 30% that support Bush, and I would be in that category. And I would like to throw it back and say, you know, there was a New York Times poll, I think it was about a week and a half ago, and the question was, would you like to see in light of the troop surge, would you like to see the U.S. succeed? 62% of the Americans said yes, which leaves, I think there were 12% that weren't sure, and 20-some percent that said no, they would not like to see this succeed. And I think that is by far the more egregious position to take. And I'd like to ask your callers when they call in, what position would they like to see the U.S. succeed in spite of everything?
Well, what you're doing though is an old right wing trick, which I've heard a million thousand times, and I used to let it go. But now, see, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to stand up to it. I think all of us, I think everybody who listens to this radio station, who cares in any way, shape, or form about the country they live in, who love this country, want us to succeed. However, it's like anything else in life. If you and I decide to drive to Colorado Springs, or we decide to drive to Canton, Ohio, I may have one way to go, and you may have another way to go. And the thing is, because I may have another way to get there other than the way you've got, that doesn't mean that I don't want to take the drive, that I don't like the drive, or that I don't want the drive to succeed. And this whole idea of getting on here and trying to buzz that around and trying to infer that the people who listen to this radio station, or that anybody else who listens to this radio station, or that anybody out there who may have a disagreement about putting those 23,500 troops in there, that they don't want us to succeed, is absolute malarkey and BS.
I think there is a sizable portion of your audience, and at least
that's your right wing view.
I believe that they would, if it truly meant that Bush would succeed and therefore become a success in terms of his endeavor, they would rather see that go down in flames than succeed in that endeavor. I don't say it's 50%, but I think it's probably in the range of 15 to 20%.
And what do you base that on?
Listening to your show, when you talk about the troop surge, I've never heard you say, "Now I'd like to see it succeed." However,
because I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. But where do you hear anybody who's ever called here say that they don't want the United States to succeed? Name one caller who has made that point.
Ask the question as they call in, Jay.
Well, I don't have to ask the question. 22%
of this survey said they didn't want to see the U.S. succeed.
But that survey does not...
The New York Times survey.
But you're talking about my audience, and you don't have any facts or figures to back up what you're saying, except the same old right-wing conventional wisdom talking point.
I'm quoting a survey from the New York Times.
That doesn't matter. You're not surveying my audience. You're talking about a New York Times survey, and how do I know that the sample size listens to this radio station? You made a comment, and you made a statement about the people who listen to this radio station, yet you have no figures to back that up.
I'm not saying the majority do, but
I don't care if you think the minority does. I don't care if you think the minority does. Okay, thank you.
I'm giving my opinion.
Well, it's another one of those bogus questions like, do you support the troops? You know, which is the equivalent of, have you stopped beating your wife?
Yeah, exactly. It's a straw dog question.
I would like you to ask some of your callers when they call in, in spite of everything, succeed in their buildup.
How about this? You know what? I'll ask that question when on KOA and KHAL they start asking the question, do you care if young men die in Iraq, yes or no?
There we go.
When we have that, then, Eddie, you call me back. Thanks.
That'll be a cold day of hell.
What a pile of crap that was.
Oh, yeah. That was such typical.
Well, there you go.
So typical.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's what you deal with.
Yeah.
That's, you know, perfect example. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate you calling. You're welcome here anytime. Your opinion is always welcome.
Right.
But, that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, how there are just some people you can't reach.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the other thing, John. You're right. What is succeed? What is success? I should have asked Eddie that. 7:46. It's 46 minutes after the hour here. With Jay Marvin, Grandpa.
Well, old Luke.
And, no, I'm just kidding, John. And John Turk, John M. And we'll check traffic now with Gina.
Biggest issue we're dealing with right now is for your southbound I-25 drive through Thornton North Glen. Adding to your heavy congestion from 120th to 84th is a two-car wreck now in the right lane right near 104th. So definitely have stop-and-go traffic right now through North Glen. Also had a car versus a DPS school bus off the highway 17th eastbound just west of Broadway. There were children on the bus, but no injuries. Looks like it's very minor. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, chilly, high of 28. Right now, partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank asks, when's your save day? When you take the money you would have spent and don't. Because over time, a little turns into a lot. Find out more about save day at key.com/save day. When's your save day?
The president's approval rating, by the way, is about 28%.
Al Franken.
To illustrate this chart, on radio, you have to hear it. He started his administration at right around 50%. And then he went up a little. And then 9/11 hit, and he just went way up to 90, right? And then since Election Day 04, it's been... That was Katrina.
Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:48, it's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, this is kind of a weird fact. On April the 22nd, 1899, the German captain Max von Steffens founded the first parent club of the breed now known as the German Shepherd Dog. Tell your listeners if your dog has a play group or special playmates. This is what Purina wants me to do, is tell you about Coco and Jackson. And you know what? They don't. They play together. And every place Coco goes, Jackson has to go. And every place Jackson goes, Coco has to go. And a couple of days ago, Coco got sick, and we had to take Coco to the vet, and Jackson couldn't go. And you would have thought that somebody was sawing off his hind leg. They are inseparable, those two dogs. It's really unbelievable. And one, Jackson, is older and smaller than Coco. But they love and care for each other. And if you love and care for your dog or dogs, then you got to feed them Purina One. Because Purina One is right at the top of the food pyramid for your dog. Right at the top, there's real meat, poultry, fish as the number one ingredient, plus hearty grains for energy, healthy oils, and a whole lot more. There are no fillers in Purina One. There are no artificial flavors either. You know this balance of ingredients is working when you see healthy changes in your pet, just like you see in mine, Mary and I, my dogs, because Coco and Jackson just have so much energy and they're so full of life. If you want to see a visible difference, Purina One can make it can make in your pet. Now's the perfect time to find out. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. You'll receive a free coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One. That's 4 pounds absolutely free. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. Do it now, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes. Here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollars. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Why do Office Solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party. From Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Junkie salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa, my casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Movers?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway Furniture available at samsclub.com.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:52. It's 52 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of a snow, about a 10% chance. High today, 24. I'm going to... Jay Marvin, along with John M. And John Turk, and you can vote on our question at am760.net. Go to the Jay Marvin page if you can't call in, or you can instant message us at am760.net. And I'm going to skip over the caller order here for a second and go to Tim in Commerce City, because I think Tim wants to answer Ed, and Tim's got good reason to feel the way he does. Tim, you're on am760. Go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Yeah, I was a little amazed at that question. I just didn't seem worthy of even the New York Times to ask a question in that fashion. But to answer Ed's question, to ask a question of would we want to see our troops succeed, there is not an American who wants to see any child die or anybody's son or daughter die in Iraq. I have, you know, I have never supported this war, but I have a son in the military. And, you know, to think that somebody like me, because I would say I don't support the war, and I certainly don't support a troop surge, means that I don't support the troops, is absolutely insane. And, you know, a question asked in that fashion by the New York Times, Rupert Murdoch couldn't have done a better job asking a question that twisted.
Well, I think Eddie thought he was going to get biased with that. I think he thought he was going to pull that off because that's a traditional right-wing ploy, and the administration uses it. Matter of fact, Bush used it this morning again, I think. It's a traditional right-wing ploy that if you don't support what's going on, you're sending the wrong message to the troops, you're sending the wrong message to Iraq, and the idea is that you really, really don't want the United States to succeed and that you're anti-troop, where you're right. I mean, I think that's not the way the majority. I'm sure there's some people out there who feel that way, but it's the majority of people. I would almost want to say 99.99% feel as you do. We just, you know, we don't support where the thing's going. We don't support how it's being conducted. And we don't support the reasons which now turned out to be false for us being there in the first place. But it doesn't have anything to do with our feelings about your son or anybody else who's wearing a uniform.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. You couldn't say it better than that.
And what it's tantamount to, actually, is, and I didn't want to blow up at him and start getting mad, but what it's tantamount to is basically saying that you and I and everybody else, that we're unpatriotic.
Well, I think another facet of it is you can ask the question, is the world flat, or have we ever really put men on the moon? And you can still find people who will say, no, nobody's ever been to the moon, and the world is flat. You know, so you might find a diehard core of 1 or 2% of the world who simply won't use their brain and deal with facts. Heck, there's 28% that still support Bush as a president. I mean, that proves it right there.
How does your son feel about this?
You know, he won't answer it. And I think the reason is because the troops, and I believe this, he won't even say it to me this way, but this is my understanding. I'm the only one in my family who was not in the military. I'm the same age as you, and I came along as the end of the Vietnam draft, but I didn't get pulled. The troops, you know, don't fight for you and me. They fight for each other. You know, and that's why you a guy who leaves will go back when asked to, because they won't leave their brethren who are still there, and that's what they're doing. And yes, they're patriotic, and yes, my son signed up, you know, shortly after 9/11, and 9/11 was, you know, one of his big stated reasons. But I really think that, you know, the way they're trained, they understand that they're in the military in the first place because they love their country and want a chance to serve. But when they're in the war zone, they're there for each other.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes absolute sense. That makes perfect sense. Well, you know what, Tim, thank you so much for the call. I think all of us appreciate it. I think all of us appreciate your son, and we wish him the best and hope he's safe. And we thank you for, and you can tell him thank you for his service to the country. And thanks for calling in, Tim. Really, really do appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call,
sir. All right, Tim. We'll talk to you again. Yeah, and those of you who want to show further support for the troops, you can go to USO.org, and there's a number of programs. Mary and I usually do the phone card thing, but there's a number of programs you can get into to support the troops. All right, it's 7:58. You can continue to vote on this question online at am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page, and we'll continue. So stick around.
See you hoops on AM 760. 760.
Hi, this is Mark Johnson. The University of Colorado basketball team is back at it Tuesday night, playing at Baylor in Big 12 Conference action. Charles Johnson and I hit the air at 6 o'clock with Buffalo Stampede right here on AM 760.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's a sure sign of just how much the political climate in Washington has changed. At a hearing that begins shortly, Democrats who control the House now will look into charges that the White House pressured government scientists to downplay global warming. Former government climate official Rick Piltz will tell lawmakers he quit his job 2 years ago because of political interference.
The administration was politicizing the way climate science was being communicated in a way that was undermining the credibility of the program.
The White House denies doing anything wrong. Back on Capitol Hill, the Senate is ready to tackle the bill to raise the minimum wage, which hasn't increased since 1996.
It's time to stop talking about this issue and finally give working Americans an overdue raise.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the bill would raise the $5.15 an hour minimum by $2.10 over 2 years. In Iraq, the final day of a major Shiite Muslim Holy Week has been especially violent. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us attacks around the country took the lives of at least 36 religious pilgrims.
One of the deadliest attacks was at a mosque near the Iranian border. A suicide bomber blew himself up in a crowd of worshippers. Shiite Kurds were also targeted north of there by a bomb hidden in a garbage can. Security has been heightened throughout the country, but it failed to stop attacks on Sunnis either. Mortar rounds rained down on one Sunni area in Baghdad, killing 5 people.
A family in Peoria, Arizona, was mourning the loss of a son and brother killed in Iraq when a tragedy struck again. Just a month after the son, David, died in a roadside bombing, Roger Statz was mugged and beaten to death. Bethany Statz says the family is in total shock.
Unimaginable of why somebody would do this to him. We just said goodbye to my brother.
Police are holding a suspect on a second-degree murder charge. North Adams, Massachusetts is ready to make history, becoming the first town in the country to put its residents' medical records online. Mickey Tripathi, whose service will set the system up, says it could save lives by allowing doctors to see critical information on a timely basis.
Every physician there will be connected on an electronic network so that they can share patient information for medical treatment purposes among all the physicians in the community and the hospital itself.
The early verdict is in on Microsoft's new Windows operating system. Geek Squad founder Robert Stevens likes Vista.
So instead of having, like, you know, when you're on the internet, instead of having 5 or 6 browser windows open at a time, you'll see them open in tabbed windows. It's just a little bit cleaner interface.
And Microsoft says Vista is more secure. Together again. The Recording Academy says the Police, led by Sting, will get together to perform at next month's Grammys. The band hasn't been on stage together since its Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction 3 years ago. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 7, NASDAQ's up a fraction. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes with just a few clicks. QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Fingerprints identify a frozen body found outside a church in Fort Collins. The victim, a professor at the University of Northern Colorado who had been missing for several weeks. Dr. Pat Wilkins Wells was found buried in the snow Sunday by a group of kids playing outside a church he'd been missing since December 31st.
Can you imagine? I'm out there playing and, you know, all lollygagging around, and then you come across this person.
That's UNC Professor Colleen Fitzpatrick, a colleague of Wilkins Wells. Her husband reported her missing 2 days after she disappeared. An autopsy's planned tomorrow to figure out how she died, but the cops say there are no signs it was foul play. State and local officials will be out today in the latest effort to get a solid count on just how many people are homeless here in Colorado. The definition of homelessness has recently been expanded to include people who are between permanent jobs and even folks who are spending time on friends' couches. Colorado Division of Housing says 12,000 homeless people were counted in August. More than 60% of those were families with children. By the way, a survey in 1988 by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless counted just over 3,000 homeless people. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Now, the rush becoming a bit more difficult now with several wreck spots. Westbound I-70 west of Havana is the latest one. Not too far from there, northbound 225 approaching I-70. We had a wreck rolling back up to Colfax. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike looking a little better at Pecos. That wreck now off on the shoulder. And the one we had southbound 25 at 104th, which was adding to your North Glen delays, is also out of traffic lanes. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, chilly, high of 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, flurries late, low of 9. Right now, partly cloudy and 16 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in today for Sonic's Bacon Breakfast Bistro Sandwich, made with crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese piled high on toasted ciabatta bread. You can get one with the cranberry juice only at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station. The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be
seven. It's after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John M. and John Turk. Weird forecast. High today, 24. Slight chance of snow, about 10%. Then tonight, it's just going to be cold. But then tomorrow, we got a 50% chance of snow. Then on Wednesday night, a 50% chance. Then on Thursday, nothing. Although it's not going to be real warm. It's only going to be a high of 25.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Daddy, I'm tired of all this.
Yeah, I think most of us are a little sick of this. But this is what it says. This is what the National Weather Service says, so we have to live with it. Go to AM760.net. You can vote on our poll question. It's you go to the J. Marvin page, and it's there. Plus, you can guess how much weight I'm losing. We're going to have a winner in that very, very soon when I go away. And also, and you could win an HD radio. And also, you can instant message me. Thank you for all the IMs. We haven't got as many today as we usually get, but I thank you. Most of them from out of state, too, which is we got IMs from Pennsylvania and Alabama. So they're listening to us on AM760.net. And I had a guy, Kevin, who was holding on, but we ran out of time. He wanted to say that I name call.
You said that occasionally you name
call. Yeah.
You admitted that.
I've done it.
Yeah, me too.
I've done it. But I still maintain that neither one of us are like the right-wing guys.
No.
I mean, we're not anywhere near as, you know, as irrational and nuts as they are.
No, but again, it's a typical right-wing ploy that because the right-wing does it 95% of the time and we do it maybe 5% of the time, we're as bad as they are.
Yeah, you're right. That's, you know, that's exactly right. All right. We're going to, I'm going to ask a question here about something that's a little lighter, but that I really wonder about. And Mary and I were talking about this last night. I was watching the last part of Hardball last night, which, by the way, Chris Matthews, can you push Rudy Giuliani any harder? I mean, he's really out there pimping the guy, and it's like, come on.
A little embarrassing.
Well, you know, he's him and McCain both. I mean,
yeah.
But he's like really on there. Well, you know, Rudy's got the goods, and he's doing the whole thing. But anyway, the reason he was doing his show out of Las Vegas, and he has been, I guess, for the last couple of days, is because he was one of the judges in the Miss America pageant.
Oh, brother.
What?
Chris Matthews.
Yeah, Chris Matthews was one of the judges from Hardball.
I thought that was one of those jobs they gave to people like George Hamilton, you know?
I don't know who they get to do it, but he got the job. He was one of the, so he was on there talking about the Miss America pageant. And the fact that he was there, that he was at the Palms Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas to judge the contest. I turned to Mary. I said, do you think anybody cares about that pageant anymore? Now, it's not on any major network, the television coverage, and I bet you can't tell me where the television coverage is.
I don't know.
You don't know?
TNT? Country?
Well, you're close.
Country, the Nashville Network?
USA.
No. The Nashville Network's gone.
Oh, okay.
I believe that the coverage for the Miss America pageant is on CMT. That's Country Music Television.
Oh, okay. I was partially right then.
How many viewers do you think that attracts?
Can I read this in my best puker broadcaster voice?
Sure.
For the second year in a row, Oklahoma has bragging rights at the Miss America pageant. Lauren Nelson has won the coveted title. The aspiring Broadway star has been crowned by last year's winner, who also represented Oklahoma. Nelson sang, "You'll Be in My Heart" in the talent competition, and said she plans to promote protecting children online during her year-long reign. The 20-year-old University of Central Oklahoma student will get a $50,000 scholarship and could make thousands more in appearance fees. The first black Miss Texas was first runner-up, while Miss Georgia was second runner-up. The congeniality prize has gone to Miss Alabama.
Which, and congratulations to all the winners, which, by the way, they held the whole thing at the Aladdin Casino on the Vegas Strip. Not the Bellagio. Not Paris.
Is that where the runner-ups will be hooking next year?
You stop it. The Aladdin. All right, my question here is, did anybody out there, and I know I'm not going to get an answer on this, did anybody out there watch this thing? Does anybody care about the Miss America pageant? Or have we become too sophisticated for this kind of thing, and has it outlived its usefulness?
If it ever had a usefulness.
Well, I guess aren't you willing to admit that you watched it at one point in your life?
When I was young, yeah, my mother would always watch it.
All right, right. I mean, it was on in the household.
I don't,
because it used to be on in a major network, and people would watch it.
I'd always bet on the blondes.
All right. But now you don't, you could care less.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you ever saw it?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it in, man, I want to say 30 years.
I was going to say probably when I was still living at home.
35 years, maybe.
When I was in high school, maybe.
All right. So has it outlived its usefulness? And do most of us just not care about beauty pageants? 303-713-7600. And I got three open lines. So I want your critique of a part of American culture. And if, you know, you support it and like it, that's okay, too. And, right, you're right, it's not the heaviest and the weightiest question in the world, but...
Don't they allow cosmetic surgery now? It used to be
the... You know, I don't know. Do they?
Now they allow boob jobs and nose jobs and everything else.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they allow...
God, when you're 20 years old, you'd go get a nose job?
Frankly.
Or a breast augmentation?
Hey, listen, some girls are asking for those things when they're, you know, like 16 now, for their sweet 16 parties. They want boob jobs.
Hmm.
That is frightening.
And does anybody have any kids that would watch this? Because young girls must watch this stuff and then aspire to do this.
I think in the old days,
are teenagers
that was,
still into this stuff?
That was the case. I don't think they watch it. I don't think the kids watch it anymore.
Or are they watching Fox or something?
Not Fox Noise.
No, I'm talking about like, you know, Fox TV or MTV or whatever it is that they...
Oh, yeah.
...are into these days, which I don't know. So we need parents. We need parents to call in and chime in on this.
Yeah. Do your kids care? Do your kids...
And does anybody in your family watch this?
Is Miss America a role model for anybody anymore?
You know, that's another thing, too. That's another thing, too. Were these women ever considered role models, really?
I think so.
If they were, are they considered role models now? I don't think so, are they?
No. I'm trying to think of the last Miss America that actually made it in anything. And Phyllis George, I guess. Bess Meyerson.
Oh, you know, that's so long ago.
That is, I mean, that's, yeah. That's,
I don't even remember that.
Bess Meyerson was like sometime in the early 50s.
What is she, like 95 years old? Is she still alive?
She's still around. I think I saw her on TV not too long ago.
What, selling... Selling dentures?
Depends.
Or Depends or something? What? And I wonder if these women are not role models, and I don't think they are, who are role models these days?
Who will be my role model?
I mean, certainly not, certainly not, what's her name? Lindsay Lohan.
Paris Hilton.
Who do young girls look
that
up to?
That is a frightening
That's
thought.
A real frightening thought. Who do young girls look up to?
Hillary Clinton?
You know, I don't know.
I don't either.
Does anybody care about any... Does anybody... Who knows if anybody cares about this stuff or not?
Well, let's find out.
All right, let's go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I used to love beauty pageants. I'm in the era with Bess Meyerson, and I love Lee Merriweather. And I used to watch them all the time.
Those are all people I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but you're younger than me.
Didn't Lee Merriweather, wasn't
oh,
she on
stop
the
it,
old
stop
Batman?
It. We're, stop it. We're not having a hardening of arteries conference here. Stop it immediately, or we'll all leave the studio in waters.
All right.
Well, Lee Merriweather was my favorite, and now she does commercials for senior citizens. And anyway, I like her and all, but I think that we are now, women are more career-oriented, and they are not going to stay home and be in the kitchen and in the bedroom. They're going to be out doing things like Hillary and some of our... My heroes now are Nancy Pelosi, of course, and Hillary and women like that. And I hope, you know, that... there's a lot of beautiful women, you know?
Oh, can't women have a career and be in the bedroom, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they're going to have... I don't think that... I think the beauty pageants are probably on their way out, although I think we'll always look up... Especially men, maybe, and I do too. I like to see a woman that looks nice and take, you know, if they,
yeah, but those pageants are so corny.
I know it. world peace. Yeah, we'd all like to see world peace. But anyway, I watched the Miss Congeniality the other night on a movie
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, that's a good film. I agree. I like her. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Yeah.
Is she? I think that women are going to be focusing on their careers and more other things, and there's a lot of beautiful women, and most of my friends, I look at them, this is terrible to say, but if they would just do a little bit with makeup or their hair, and they don't care, I do, but they don't care, and try to be more attractive. I think that's important, to look your best, and men also. But I don't think that there's any one woman that's got that way of... There just can't be any more miss this and miss that, because, look, of the 10 finalists, which one is really... I mean, they're all pretty equal, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen it. I don't have any idea what
yeah,
they
know,
are.
I used to watch them all the time, and I'm from Kansas, and there was 2 years in a row, I think, in the 70s, where there was two Miss Americas from Kansas 2 years in a row. And when we would, it was between at the gate between Colorado and Kansas. And when we come to Colorado on a vacation, I'd point that out to my husband. He'd say, "Yeah, but if you just lose a little weight," and I said, "Well, Kansas has evidently got a lot of beautiful women, but that's not all that matters. It's who you are, it's your personality, it's how you care, what you care about, if you care about anybody or anything." And but I'm not saying that beautiful women aren't caring. I think they are.
Well, it's how you can sing Broadway numbers, I guess. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, Jane. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, stay warm. So if kids are not tuned into this, what are they tuned into?
Something evil. Hopefully. Well,
they're playing Xbox.
Yeah.
360, right? Or PlayStation?
Do they watch? Do young people even watch television?
Yeah, they do. College kids do. You know why? Because there was an article yesterday in the New York Times, in the business section, that they're now going to start, the Nielsen people are now going to start measuring college viewing audiences by going into dorms and stuff.
Smart.
And, yeah, that means nothing but cash for advertisers and for the networks. So you better believe that young people are watching the tube. The question is, what are they watching? It's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8. We'll take more of your calls coming up here. Or you can IM me at am760.net. Traffic now with Gina.
Have a couple of new issues, northbound I-25 to University and westbound I-70 just east of Havana. Watch out for possible slow traffic in both of those areas. Northbound 225 still bogged down on the approach to I-70. That was due to a crash right in that area. Has you caught in the rolling backups all the way to Colfax. And we still have very slow and heavy traffic pretty much on all of your primary highways across the metro area. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. High of 28. Right now, partly cloudy, 16 degrees. I'm Michael's AM760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan Homework Help. Now your child can come to Sylvan for expert assistance with school assignments. See how Sylvan Homework Help can make a difference with your child. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Sylvan Homework Help can make homework less work. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get 2 tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
The Denver Broncos and the state of Colorado are proud to introduce new specialty Denver Broncos license plates. You can get a set of your very own with a donation to Denver Broncos Charities. For full details and an application form, visit denverbroncos.com/license plates. Show your Broncos pride right on your car, truck, or motorcycle with these new specialty license plates. Visit denverbroncos.com/license plates today. That's denverbroncos.com/license plates.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes, here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars, the very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring Roaring 20 Silver Dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Al Franken.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Al Franken Show Hollywood correspondent Lawrence O'Donnell will fill us in on all the Oscar buzz and let me know if I stand a chance of winning a Grammy for my audio version of The Truth with Jokes, which is still available in stores. Plus, I'll ask stem cell guru Mark Noble if he's bought his copy of the Grammy-nominated audiobook for The Truth with Jokes. All on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of snow, high today 24. They say about a 10% chance, and it looks cloudy out there now. We're talking about the Miss America pageant. If anybody watched it, cares about it, or has it outlived its usefulness, taking time out here from all the heavy subjects to get into something light and cultural. And also, what is it that kids, I mean, young girls used to watch those pageants and get involved. And if they're not watching it these days, what are they watching? And what's going on there? All right, let's go to Brad, whose daughter was in the Miss Colorado pageant. Brad, hi. Thanks for holding on. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, my daughter was in the Miss Colorado pageant last year, and that was the first time she was ever in a pageant. She kind of got coerced to go into it.
Who coerced her?
Oh, it's a long story. And it was another teacher that she had. Anyway, during this time, after the first night, she was ready to leave because she was so sick of the girls that were in there. And they were all, you know, smiley and complimentary until after the final 10 were chosen. And then some of those girls just, they were screaming and cussing at each other and saying this whole thing is bogus, and it was unbelievable.
Really? Well, I think there's a little bit of that in all of us. And I think that we all do that kind of stuff, but we do our best when we're in public to put our best face forward and to stay away from it. But I remember these things used to be like a really big deal, and that dates me. But I don't hear anybody talking about these things anymore. I don't hear anybody... I wonder who follows these. I wonder what the deal is here, if anybody follows them at all. You know? And because we have a 24-hour news cycle now, which means that the cable news channels are hard up for stuff to cover because they got to fill 24 hours, they'll do a little bit on this, but by and large, the majority of the public doesn't really care, I don't think. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't think they do. You know, Donald Trump owns the Miss USA pageant.
Right. And he's not a very, well, maybe people do like him. I don't know. I don't particularly care for him, but maybe there are people out there who do like him.
No.
I thought that whole, you know, to me, the whole thing is just, okay, here's number one. It's not entertaining. Number two, the women look kind of, I mean, from what I can see, they look kind of overly made up.
Yeah, and it was not a good year for this year for blondes. I think only two blondes made the final 10.
But wasn't the winner of this thing? She was a blonde, wasn't she? That's another thing I wonder about. What is America's hang up with blonde women?
I have no idea.
Is this around the world that people like blonde women? Why are blonde women considered to be so? Ooh, she's blonde. I don't know. I wonder about this stuff. Well, anyway, so your daughter's not going to try it again, right?
Oh, no, no. She had her fill of that pageant thing.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. But congratulations for her at least trying, I guess, right? Because that takes more guts than most of us would have.
Well, she was involved in competitions, and that pageant was no competition at all. And there were 64 girls for the Miss Colorado pageant. So they were actually running against more girls than they would at the national level. But all it was you walk out, say who you are, then next time you walk out in the swimming suit, and the next time you walk out in an evening gown. That was it. No, there was no talent. If you could change clothes and walk, you made it in.
Wow, that's weird. They didn't ask any questions of any of the girls? They didn't say, like, well, you know, tell us your outlook on life, or what do you want to be when you grow up, or, I don't know what they ask.
They had a 2-minute interview with each girl. That was it.
That doesn't seem like much, does it?
No.
No, it really doesn't. But one of the girls that made the top 10 last year didn't make it in the top 10 this year, and she was one that was just screaming at all the girls and telling her to get away and calling them every name in the book. And,
ew.
And I'm thinking, oh, and you wanted to represent Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Especially if she cut loose in public. All right, Brad, thanks, man. All right.
So if you can chew gum and walk at the same time.
You can get into it, I guess, right? We ought to enter John Turk in a blonde wig. What is that? What is that about blondes? What is that about blondes?
I don't know. I like blondes.
Well, yeah, but most people are crazy about blonde women. Why is that?
I have no idea.
Well, there's got to be a reason.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I have no concept. They say that, about the time you hit puberty is when you're imprinted, whether or not you go for what particular type of woman you will
be attracted to. You mean I decided when I was like 13 or 14 that I was going to marry a brunette?
What type of woman you were attracted to, and that's determined kind of for the rest of your life.
I agree with John on that one, man. I had Cheryl Teague's posters all over my room when I was like 4 or 5 years old. I've always had an affliction for blondes, man. Love blondes.
This doesn't make
sense. He's looking at us like we're weird.
I mean, you know, this doesn't make any sense.
None
when I was growing up. I don't know about you guys.
None of this makes any sense. Can we sign off? Silence would be better than this conversation, for God's sakes. You're at 13 years old, you start making your mind up about that stuff. So what does that mean? Does that mean when you go through life, if you meet an interesting a woman who happens to be blonde, you're not interested in her because you've got it imprinted on you, and your brain goes like, I'm never going to marry a blonde, so I'm not going to get to know her.
Oh, I've been married to two blondes and two brunettes. So.
Well, I mean, blondes were held up at one time as being the, thing. Is that like gone? No, it's not gone. Why is that, though? What's the point behind that? See, we don't know.
No.
Is it subconscious? Is it media driven?
Could be.
Is it hype?
Could be media. I mean, look at I'm trying to think going back all the way to the beginning of the movie era.
Okay, blonde women are more attractive, but blondes are also dumb. Right? You've heard that. You know that's not true.
I don't know how that one got started either.
No, I don't either. I mean, Valerie Plame is blonde. She's certainly not stupid.
My wife is blonde. She's smarter than I am.
Well, okay. Where does that come from? See, I think if you pull all this stuff apart about our culture, if you look at all this stuff and pull it apart, I think there's messages there. I think it says something about us. Yeah. I really think it does.
I would agree with that.
I think it says something about us and about why we seem to have difficulties with certain things. Where did this whole thing come about blondes and even light skinned people? Hair complexion.
Northern European heritage, which of course is changing now.
Are blondes valued in Europe? I guess they are. Bridget Bardot was blonde, right? Nobody remembers her, but that's one. That's one. I can't think of any. I can't think of any contemporary blonde. I can think of her name though. I mean, I can't think of her name, but I can see her.
Yeah, I'm thinking back on blondes throughout movies.
Well, know. I'm thinking about she's in the movies. She was in After Sunrise. Julie Dupuis, the French actress.
Oh, yeah.
She's blonde. She's cute.
Going back to, let's see, in the 20s, you had Mary Pickford.
Nobody was alive when Mary Pickford was acting.
People,
what's wrong with you?
And in the 30s, you had Jean Harlow.
I remember Jean Harlow.
The 40s, you had Rita Hayworth. Was she a blonde?
No, she was a redhead.
Veronica Lake. 50s, you had Monroe. 60s, you had...
You had Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield.
Yeah. 60s, you had...
60s, you had who?
Faye Dunaway?
No.
Yeah. 70s, 80s, 90s?
Well, Kim Basinger would be one.
Kim Basinger.
Would be in the 90s, and the 80s, 90s, and 2000.
Yeah. But I think maybe we've gotten away.
Scarlett Johansson is currently is blonde.
Currently. Yeah, but that's the thing about the actresses.
Cameron
today.
Diaz? She dyed her hair.
The actresses today, they're always changing their hair color. You know, they're not sticking with blonde or brunette throughout their entire career the way. I mean, can you imagine a brunette Marilyn Monroe?
Well, no, but she kind of traded off of that.
Yeah.
So that really wouldn't be fair. What's the problem, John?
John's having trouble.
Absolutely nothing's wrong. Break.
What's wrong?
You're late for break. That's what's
people
wrong.
Are, well, you know what? You want to tell people to call up and go, why are they talking about this? Is that what we're getting? I don't care. I want to talk about it. That's why. Hell with it.
Is a true blondes have more fun?
You know, it doesn't make any difference that the phones don't ring. Okay, quick story, short, before I go to break, before we do traffic. Gina, you can get in on this. Gina?
Yes.
There was a woman who worked in this business. Her name was a Fabulous Sports Babe.
Oh, yeah, I heard of her.
Nancy Donella. I'm on a flight with her once, back from the World Series in Oakland. It was the Oakland Giants. San Francisco versus Oakland, the earthquake.
I was out there.
Yeah, the earthquake.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the plane. There's not a lot of people on the plane, and she's laying down in the back of the plane. And the stewardess comes by and says, we're getting ready to take off. Would you please sit up straight and buckle yourself in? And she sneers. And this woman was blonde. She sneers, where'd you get your hair color, babe? Out of a bottle?
Ooh.
Like everybody's like, oh, God, stop. I said, well, you know, I'm not with her. And I don't know her, ma'am. I've never had any association with her whatsoever. Okay, it's 8:36, 36 minutes past the hour. Here's traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We still have a lot of issues in traffic for this late in the commute. A couple of separate wrecks westbound I-70, one east of Havana, the other east of Washington. One on the ramp northbound 25 to University. Northbound 225, still a little hampered approaching I-70 from an earlier problem. And eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike now bogged down east of Sheridan. We have a load of boxes there in the roadway, so you're being forced to swerve around them. So be careful. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. High of 28. Right now, partly cloudy and 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan can help your child improve in math, from fractions and multiplication to algebra, geometry, and more. To help your child master any level of math, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call
1-CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage programs. Vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
And tickets are available for both Big 12 games and can be purchased by calling 303-49-BUS, online at CUBUS.com, or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
8:37, 37 minutes past the hour here at AM 760. Progressive Talk, and if you're saying to yourself, I need an all-wheel drive vehicle, I need a front-wheel drive vehicle, I'm really just you know, I got to have a vehicle for the winter. Well, the place to go is Rocky's Autos because they have the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, vans, and minivans and SUVs in Colorado. They carry everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and the list is just endless. And it takes a golf cart to get around the place. They just go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. Over 100 employees there who work very, very hard to make sure your buying experience is a good one. And they got their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down. They'll put $1,500 down. And it's like having $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Now, you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Even pre-qualify for a car loan there. But the best thing is to get down there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get down there and ask for Marv Al Shearer, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, or any of the folks working there will help you out. There's just no better place to buy a car. The folks are passionate about what they sell, and they're passionate about helping you out. Ziggy and Isaac and the gang work hard to put things together to make things right for you, and Don and everybody out there. And Mary and I have had nothing but great luck with them. And this last car we bought has not only performed marvelous during the winter time, but it's just been a good vehicle and continues to be a good vehicle. And where'd we get it? We got it at Rocky's. And a lot of people ask us, they say, do you really go to Rocky's? And yes, you bet. I wouldn't talk about some place that I wouldn't go or that Mary wouldn't go, that we wouldn't go ourselves. Rocky's Autos, once again, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You can't miss them. There's a big sign out front. Go see my friends, and they are my friends, at Rocky's Autos.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little Rod Stewart and Blondes have more fun here. At 8:40, it's, it's 8:41, I lied. It's 41 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of snow. High today, 24, AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can vote on our poll question at am760.net. You can email me, too, at am760.net. If you want to vote on that poll question, go to the Jay Marvin page, and you can do it. We're just kind of talking about a slice of American life here, which seems to be rapidly expiring, and that is the Miss Oklahoma. Miss Oklahoma won the Miss America crown. Does anybody care about the pageant anymore? And then I was speculating with John M. about why it is that blondes seem to have or hold such value.
Yet at the same time, there are all the dumb blonde jokes.
Well, yeah, that's the irony and the parallel.
Yeah.
Here's Nancy in Arvada. Nancy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Listen, just speaking for my own granddaughters, I think my oldest granddaughter, her role model is Nancy Pelosi.
Well, that's not a bad role model to have.
And not only that, get this, she got me a T-shirt that said, proud to be another Nancy liberal.
Well, that's good. Great.
How old is your granddaughter?
She's 18 next month.
All right.
Yeah, and you know another thing. I look at my grandkids, three grandsons and three granddaughters. They don't have the prejudice I saw in the past in other generations. They just, you know, they have friends of all groups.
Well, we were speculating about that here a couple of days ago. Are younger kids losing that? Are they losing the homophobia and the prejudice that the baby boomers seem to still hold on to?
Well, just going by my own grandkids and their friends, no, they don't hold those prejudices.
All right, Nancy. Thank you. Appreciate the call. That was pretty enlightening that they don't. It's a good thing they don't hold those prejudices. I hope that this goes away.
I do too.
Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jim, and I was listening to you talk about the blogs and the references and why men like it, and I'm thinking, you know, that's not applicable to me. I don't have a preference. I don't have any dislike for them, but I don't have a preference for blondes. I'm an African-American. I prefer African-American women. And, they were blonde, that doesn't turn me on.
Well, it doesn't turn you on, but do you think that that's true for the majority of males?
The point I was basically making was that there's a difference in preferences, or a difference is, you know, I was listening to you guys talking, and it had no reference point to me when you were talking about all the blondes and, you know, the whole nine yards. And I'm thinking that that probably is true on other issues sometimes when I hear you talk about, like, for an example, why, you know, you can't see what the appeal of rap music is or some of the other cultural type of things. I'm not pointing it out as a bad or good thing. I'm just pointing out that, you know, in those cases, like when you're saying that, it's hard to bring up the difference. But this morning I can. Here's something you can identify with, and it means absolutely nothing to me. I don't even have a point of reference for it. So,
well, I asked the question because I've heard it a lot, and because it seems to be played up a lot in the media. I don't particularly, you know, I don't particularly have any kind of a feeling towards blonde women, but I married a brunette, but you seem to hear it a lot, and
I'm saying for some people it's an important thing. I'm just saying for me it has no reference point whatsoever.
Yeah, I can see.
You see what I'm saying? And then I'm saying some issues that, where, for an example, you don't understand because sometimes you don't have a reference point either. And that's what I said. It's sometimes hard to understand what's the big deal to somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with what you're saying. Like, you're right. I mean, I don't hear rap. I don't know what it is about it that I just am not attracted to it. I don't hear it, and a lot of times I don't get it. But you know what? But I don't think it's. But you know what? I think one of the things about it is, and I think this is important, is I don't think it's aimed towards me.
No.
I think it's not aimed towards, a baby boomer white guy. I think it's aimed towards a whole other demographic.
Yeah, it's not even aimed towards me. I don't necessarily, I'm not a necessarily rap fan because, like I said, my age sort of puts me in, you know, more of, you know, the 60s and 70s type of music.
Right.
But at the same time, you have young people and you have kids and, you know, just because they like it, it doesn't necessarily make them, you know, bad, good, one way or the other.
I agree, 100%.
It just happens to be one of those things that has a reference and a meaning point to them. Again, not a big reference point to me. I'm not necessarily in it. I like the rhythm of it, but not necessarily the words. Because, like I said, I never listened to the words. Okay, but a lot of the rhythms come back from people like James Brown and that type of era. And those are really the rhythms that, you know, a lot of people are attracted to. But the other point I was just making is sometimes when we don't have a reference point and we hear conversations or we hear some thoughts or, you know, concepts, because we don't have that reference point, we can't identify with them and we can't see what makes them up, you know, what makes them important to anybody else. And that was the point I was just trying to make.
Yeah, and I think you have a really good valid point too, and I think you're really right about that, I don't think John M does either. You don't have a reference point for that music either, do you?
No, I look at rap the same way I look at opera. I don't say it's good or bad. I simply, as this fellow just said, I don't have a reference point. I used to say I don't understand it, you know.
Yeah, reference point would be better. Like, I don't. Yeah, like, it's a good point, John. What John's saying is true. I don't have a reference point for opera either. Do you?
Neither do I. No.
No, but you know what? There are people out there who go nuts over it.
Oh yeah.
Correct.
So I don't know. Does that mean we're not well-rounded individuals, or does that mean
that
we should?
No, it makes us just normal, everyday people. To me, that's basically all it is.
We ain't no Renaissance men around here.
A label on people then and put them in a category, that's sort of a unique point. That's really not normal, okay? What it is we are collage of people and, you know, diversities and taste and, you know, you can go into one race and you can find, you know, 100,000 different people or makeup of people if you look at them and start looking in, you know, a lot of details. You know, if you look at them in generalities, they all look alike. But when you get down to the individual, none are probably alike. And I think that's just us. You know, we just sort of represent the American population.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yep.
Great call. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
We're all a bunch of little snowflakes.
Well, I got
unique.
I don't know about that, but I got something out. I got something out of what he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I never thought about it that way.
I didn't either.
That we just don't have a reference point for it. Maybe we don't have a reference point for Miss America either.
No.
No? Neither does this audience. Because
into the circular
file. Subject socked out loud. What are you yelling at back there? Turk cannot control himself. What are you on the phone talking to blondes? They only do that at music radio stations where you troll for groupies. Hey, baby, I got an expensive car and I get off in 3 hours.
Was that a line you used to use?
Hell no. I never went out with any women I ever met on the phone.
Me neither.
And I got a really neat car and I got a really neat rail and all the ABBA records you want. That shows you how old I am, man.
Speaking of blondes,
that's right. I forgot about that. Well, okay. 8:49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, John M., we're hanging out with you here, and it's good to have you along. Let's check traffic with Gina.
Have a lot of slow pockets for this late in your ride. Definitely dealing with collision activity affecting westbound I-70 in a couple of areas. We actually had a car fire east of Washington. That car fire has been put out, but you're definitely seeing some stop-and-go traffic. Westbound I-70 on the right shoulder just east of Havana as well. And westbound I-70, we did have a wreck with injuries right at 225. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, clogged down right now near Sheridan. A truck lost a load of cardboard boxes and you're being forced to swerve around them. So we do have some stop and go in that area as well. Weather outlook today, looking for partly cloudy skies, cold, high of 28. Right now, partly cloudy, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
And now a message from Frontier Airlines' Jack the Rabbit. Are you sick of rising medical costs? Are you worried that Social Security won't be there when you retire? Then vote Jack as Denver's favorite animal at FrontierAirlines.com. Jack. He's got your back.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The resolution debate continues here in the nation's capital, and Bush is now doing some tough talk on Iran. What will be our response? And Paul Rinaldi will join us. He's the executive vice president of the Air Traffic Controllers Union here in Washington. He'll respond to some of the situations that they are facing in the unfriendly skies. Your phone calls and the news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why do office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today, or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com. Regis, offices that work for you.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
8:52, 52 minutes past the hour. Hey, homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you that it was a limited-time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store is fully funded. They're $25 million. Dollar six-month payment freedom campaign, but the good news is you can still get 5.75%, 5.99 APR, 30-year fixed rate, with no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with ARM aren't sure they can make their payments if the rates go up, and you also ought to get rid of those high credit cards, too. So stop worrying about all this. Take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade your stress and all your other bills for one new low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month or more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, and it's an Inc. 500 company that you can trust. When you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with experts, and they make it easy. The only thing that's easier than getting your new loan from the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. They're the guaranteed pros.
Someone worth knowing. Eric Marsh, Vice President and Canna Oil and Gas USA.
It's a mandate. Wherever we operate, it's part of our culture to be involved in our local communities. We are the ambassadors for our industry. When you think about the things that are important to our people, are obviously going to be important to the community, so we want to be involved in some of those solutions.
Eric Marsh, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2005. The Chamber, it's all about who you know.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Martin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
A little Iggy Pop here at 8:54, 54 minutes past the hour.
See me driving down the street.
I love this song, too. You hear it in the Cadillac commercials.
Bored with looking good.
Doesn't that make you want to get out on I-25 and go somewhere?
I got both hands off the wheel.
In my brand new smart car. Have you seen that little smart car they have out? Who's it that sells that? There's a Mercedes BMW dealer here in town that sells them. Little smart cars that go about 80 miles an hour. There's one at the Cherry Creek Mall. They're really cool looking.
You know what I saw yesterday, Jay? On the road, a Maserati. I'm like, what are you doing with all this gravel out? What, are you crazy?
Yeah, that must have been weird. Hit a pothole in one of those. The expense of that's, like, really high. 8:55, 5 minutes away from 9. And the high today, 24. Slight chance of snow, which is kind of weird. And the forecast is weird. But let's go to Stuart in Colorado Springs, who's been hanging on. Stuart, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I just kind of jumped into the to that middle of that last call and talking about rap music, so I'm not sure exactly what the context was, but I did hear John say that, you know, opera or rap, you know, he doesn't really have a reference point, so he doesn't call them good or bad.
Yeah, man. I don't either. I don't have a reference point for those either.
But I just listened to the music. I mean, listen to the words. Now, the caller said he likes the beat. He doesn't really listen to the words, but I just came back a couple weekends ago from middle school retreat with kids from my church, and they were listening to it, and I'm like, you guys, what are they saying in the song? I didn't say they couldn't listen to it, but I did open it up. It's like, I mean, what is it? I don't know who it was, but it's like, what is this girl saying about her body and how she wants to be looked at, and what value does that bring to her, you know? And I think, you know, my opinion was pretty obvious. It's like, you know, this is wrong. This is not good stuff to fill your head with. And you know, he said, the previous caller said that, you know, it's not, or you said, you know, we're not the demographic that rap music is catered
to.
Well,
it is. It's not aimed towards us.
Right, but it's like,
just like the Beatles weren't aimed towards our parents, or Iggy Pop wasn't aimed towards, you know, towards adults.
Well, it's the current, it's the adolescent 20-something generation that music is predominantly, I mean, that's current. And I was, you guys, I guess I wanted your opinion. It's like when the words are demeaning to women and talking about, you know, raping, and I don't care who it is, if it's Eminem or whoever's out there, you don't think that, you think you need to have a reference point in order to say, hey, you know what, that's just...
No, I don't think you need a reference point for that, but what I think you do need to do is, rather than just take that stuff away from kids, the best thing to do with that is to sit down and explain to them why that's not right and why that's not a good thing, and then maybe restrict them from it. But if you just take it away, you don't teach them anything, and plus what you do is you sow resentment, and which moves into anger and rebellion. Stuart, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. All right, Jameson Fosier with Media Matters for America is next, followed by Open Phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here this morning.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Has the White House tried to manipulate the work scientists have done on climate change? A House panel is holding hearings. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill.
Individual scientists, including a top researcher at NASA, have complained about this before, but the House committee is looking at a survey in which nearly half of 279 scientists working in 7 federal agencies say they've been told to tone down global warming warnings or even remove the words climate change from official government reports. The committee's chaired by Democrat Henry Waxman.
All of us have a right to our own views about the seriousness of global warming. But we don't have a right to our own science.
In the Senate, a hearing's underway on some long-stalled bipartisan bills to combat global warming by reducing emissions. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
A new wave of bloodshed to mark the climax of a Shiite religious festival. In the holy city of Karbala, security is extra tight for Ashura. No attacks there, but in other parts of Iraq, at least 36 people have been killed. And a U.S. Marine has been killed in Anbar province. How many Americans have been wounded? Well, the Pentagon says 21,649. Just a few weeks ago, the number was 50,508. So why the change? It's in the definition the military uses for wounded. The Pentagon spokesman says the change in the count was made to correct an error, but Paul Sullivan of Veterans for America charges the government's keeping two sets of books.
If a soldier drops an unexploded mortar round on his foot and breaks his foot, in combat, he's an injury. He's not reported as wounded in action.
A small city in western Massachusetts will break new ground in a few weeks. Reporter Carl Stevens of CBS station WBZ explains.
In about a month, the medical records of the residents of North Adams, Massachusetts, will be accessible online for health care providers, the first city in the country to do this. Mickey Tripathi is president of the Massachusetts eHealth Collaborative.
Every physician there will be connected on an electronic network so that they can share patient information for medical treatment purposes among all the physicians in the community and the hospital itself.
He says this will be done only with the patient's permission and that it's very secure. He says two other cities in Massachusetts will do the same thing this summer. Carl Stevens for CBS News, Boston.
It's destined to be one of the most played tunes on the planet. That is Vista's musical greeting, and Vista is Microsoft's latest PC operating system. It's hit stores today, and hardcore techies like Daniel Alkesh didn't mind waiting for 2 hours outside a Manhattan computer store to get his hands on his own copy.
My brother already bought 2 copies of it, and I'm going to buy another one later on for my each computer.
Vista is Microsoft's first major Windows update in 7 years. Fed policymakers begin their two-day meeting today. Most experts believe they will adjourn tomorrow without changing interest rates. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 9 points, the NASDAQ up 3. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is Tanya Roberts, and guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and 2 nights at a Las Vegas resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-71-LUCKY. That's 866-71-LUCKY. For the time of your life, 866-71-LUCKY. Call now.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Former Jefferson County Treasurer Mark Pascal has been indicted on charges of soliciting a kickback from a bonus he awarded to an employee. Pascal's accused of asking political appointee Sarah Redmond to give him $9,000 out of a $25,000 bonus he approved for her. The indictment says Redmond wanted no part of it. She's 18 years old and she's under arrest for murder. Addie Kubasiak of Parker accused of killing somebody, but we don't know yet just who that somebody was. Douglas County Sheriff's Office says information leading to Kubasiak's arrest was found in Gunnison, where a newspaper is reporting the death in question was a fetus, but officials still haven't confirmed that. And the Florida city that Representative Tom Tancredo compared to a third world country is getting the last laugh. Pulitzer Prize-winning satirist Dave Barry Savage, the Littleton Republican, in a front-page column in the Miami Herald. With the Super Bowl a week away, Barry paid homage to Miami and made Tancredo his foil. Barry said, "The truth is, Miami is a terrific place, despite the criticisms you may have heard from ignorant yokel blowhards who shall remain nameless, such as U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo." Barry goes on to refer to Tancredo as a xenophobic dimwit and a clueless tourist dork, or as we call them in Miami, Tancredos. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. The wreck's southbound 25 at Spear. Just been pulled out of traffic lanes. You should be moving better past downtown, although we still have a lot of congestion extending back to I-70. Looks like the myriad of problems we had late in the morning also out of your way. So just one isolated slow pocket remains southbound 225 through the tech center. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. Looking for a high of 28. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold. Flurries late, a low of 9. Right now, partly cloudy and 16 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 7.
Back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, "Nice haircut," to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, "Hello." Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Colorado's adoptive families encounter challenges every single day. The good news is the Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC, is here to help. From support groups and newsletters to workshops and financial aid, resources are now available for families who have adopted through the child welfare system. A friendly voice and a network of services to support adopted families. Copark is funded by the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttext.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
America. I'm in the mood to get another theme song.
Who does that, by the way?
Public Image Limited.
Never heard of them, but I like the song. But yeah, you've been running it now for 2 years.
I want to get that Iggy Pop song.
What's that?
The punk rocker song?
Yeah, the one that's a Chevrolet commercial.
Cadillac
commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Driving down the street. Now I can't get that out of my head.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's straighten up and fly right here, and we'll get it down to business. Here's Jameson Fosier with Media Matters for America, one of my favorite organizations. And it's always a pleasure to have J-Mo on the line. J-Mo, good morning, and welcome. And say hello to John M.
Good morning, Jay. Hi, John.
How are you, sir?
All right, let's pick some stuff up here, and I want to start, and boy, I'll tell you.
Most of us know that after getting a gift, it's proper etiquette to send a thank you. From birthdays to weddings, baby showers to retirement parties, mailing that little card stating your appreciation is pretty standard practice. But one group hasn't been thanked enough. Our nation's veterans gave up prime years. Tens of thousands gave their lives to give us the freedoms and liberties we enjoy every day. They fought and died to preserve our freedom. And that's a gift you just can't put a price on. Can you send every one of them a thank you note? No, but you can express your appreciation another way. By donating to the Greatest Generations Foundation, you'll not only be sharing your gratitude with our veterans, you'll also be offering them the opportunity to go back to where they fought. These trips afford them the opportunity to find freedom for themselves and to take part in a celebration of peace. That may be the greatest thank you one can give. Please contact the Greatest Generations Foundation today at 303-331-1944. 303-331-1944 or online at tggf.us.
It's never too early to start reading to your children. When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The story has sort of metastasized a bit, and Sparling was on Fox last night and says he didn't spit back, and the Fox host said that he was not only spit at, but spit on. So this is kind of rapidly morphing as some of the right-wing folks run with it and distort it. But even that original Times report, we have some real questions about it. It's not clear from that report if the Times reporter actually witnessed the alleged incident. It's not clear from their reporting. The Times report is awfully vague at times. Near could mean 6 inches, it could mean 6 feet. It doesn't actually indicate that the protester was attempting to spit at Sparling as opposed to just spitting on the ground, which, you know, happens. There's a lot of other details here that the Times, if they witnessed this event, really should give readers to help them understand what's happened. Because as we know, this is obviously a very kind of touchy subject and is the kind of thing that has the potential to really define the way people view things, and so having an accurate sense of what happened here and exactly who did what when is important. Unfortunately, since the Times made their story so vague, that I think in part allows some of the conservative blogs and news outlets like Fox to just distort it even further, since there isn't a very clear original record of what supposedly happened.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they'll do with it. They'll take it and run with it and blow it up into something that it never really was.
The Times didn't even tell us if the protester was a male or female, old, young, tall, short. You know, they didn't give us... Why didn't they get the person's name? They didn't give us any indication that they actually saw it. It's one of the things that's odd about this. If the Times reporter did see it, you know, they could make that more clear, and it would be, more believable. If they didn't see it, they should make that clear, that they're hearing this secondhand. Are they just reporting what Sparling says happened to him or what somebody else says happened to him? It's all kind of strange, really.
Well, when I read it, here's what I thought. I thought What would be, and I'm not saying he did this, but this could easily happen. What? How do we know this Joshua Sparling is even telling the truth?
Well, that's a really good question. Like I said, on Fox, he denies that he spit back, and the Times reports
says
that
he did.
So, you know, I don't know which is true, but something's not true. If Sparling is not telling the truth on Fox, then obviously his credibility is in question. If the Times got it wrong, then, again, that makes you wonder, were they actually there? Did they actually see it? And if so, is there any corroboration that this happened at all? Or is this all just Sparling's claims or the claims of somebody else? So that's a really important question here.
Yeah. I think so, too.
The Times report didn't even tell us if when Sparling spat back, if he did, if he hit the protester or not.
Right.
They just say he spit back. Well, you know, where did that land? Were they even close enough to each other that somebody could spit on somebody else?
Yeah, it sounds... You know, if I were a cop and if we were both cops and we were questioning suspects, I mean, this would sound fishy, wouldn't it? Because nothing adds up here.
It would, and there's more unanswered questions than there are answered. Beginning, of course, with we don't know from this Times report exactly who actually saw it. We don't know whose word we're going on here. The Times reporter, Sparling, somebody else. And this, it should be pointed out, doesn't occur in a vacuum. It occurs at a time when this war is very unpopular, and the few remaining supporters of it are trying to change the topic and claim that people who oppose this war don't care for our troops, which is a ludicrous notion. And this idea of spitting on veterans isn't something that was just created. We all remember the stories about Vietnam veterans returning and being spat on by protesters. And that is an image that people have very clearly in their minds, and yet the historians who have looked at this have been unable to find any substantiated reports of that actually happening.
Yeah, I've never had one Vietnam vet ever call me and say it ever happened to them. Plus, on top of that, I went to plenty of anti-war protests back in those days, and I don't remember anybody ever doing that.
No, I don't either.
And I grew up in an area with a heavy Marine presence, and never saw it.
Sure, and it's important to note that, you know, I don't think anybody's saying that we as a country didn't do everything for Vietnam veterans that we could have and should have done. But that popular notion of veterans being spat on and treated scornfully and spat upon, the historians have looked at it and said that it didn't happen, that it isn't true. And so we may be seeing that kind of thing again, where this myth is being created to tarnish the image of people who are against the war. And that when the actual factual arguments about the policy don't work, you start smearing them. You start claiming that they're behaving in an incivil and an outrageous way.
Yeah, exactly. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and we're talking to Jameson Fosher from Media Matters. All right, let's try this one. On Hannity's America... on Hannity, on the Hannity show, I don't know if it was Hannity and Combs or it was just Hannity, but I believe it was Hannity and Combs or Hannity's America.
This is Hannity's new show.
Oh, it was his new show. That's why
Sunday
yeah.
is called Hannity's America.
Yeah, that's
because we didn't have enough of Sean Hannity in our lives.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't know because I don't watch Fox. But on that show, Hannity's America, Path to 9/11 filmmaker defended the scene. He previously admitted was improvised. So now the guy who put this together is changing his story.
Yeah, this is the scene that ABC didn't air last September under a great deal of pressure from people who pointed out that this movie was a lie.
Fox is going to air these
right.
deleted false scenes anyway, right?
Right, exactly. They cut out a couple scenes. What the ABC ended up airing was still a bunch of garbage. But Fox got their hands on one of these deleted scenes and decided to air it. And like you pointed out, the filmmaker had previously, you know, last fall when this controversy was going on, he acknowledged that this scene was fabricated. And so ABC aired this scene that the filmmaker acknowledged was fabricated, and in doing so, they talked to the filmmaker, who now asserts that it is an accurate representation of history. I don't know what's changed since September that the guy who wrote the scene and who wrote the movie has changed his mind from whether, you know, the movie he wrote and the scene he wrote was made up or not.
Now, this was supposedly the scene where Clinton National Security Advisor Sandy Berger abandons an opportunity to kill Osama bin Laden.
Right.
Well, if I were Sandy Berger, I'd sue.
Yes, that's what I was just thinking.
Wouldn't you, Jameson?
Well, unfortunately, those lawsuits for public figures are so hard to win, and you're going up against a corporation in Fox and Rupert Murdoch that has all kinds of money to keep you tied up in court forever, and that's in large part how they get away with things like this, and why people don't sue when that sort of thing happens. Sandy Berger's a public figure, and that's going to be a hard suit for him to win.
Yeah, you're right. Public figures, it's very, very hard to win libel or slander suits. All right, I think we had a little audio on this one. CNN and NBC blame Obama opponents for smears that were advanced by the media. Here, check this out.
In recent days, a conservative magazine published rumors that were picked up by another cable news channel that you attended a madrasa as a child in Indonesia. CNN did its own investigation. We sent a reporter to the school, found out it's a public school, it's not a madrasa. Do you think this is a sign of things to come? How much, I guess, does your middle name, your father's religious background, how much do you think that's going to be used against you by your opponents?
You know, when I ran for the United States Senate, right after I won the primary, there were some political operatives that put up a website that superimposed my face over bin Laden. Full with the beard and the turban. We ended up winning that race 70% to 30%.
You've seen in just the first week of your campaign some of the ugly side of politics. A report surfacing this week that you attended a radical Islamic school in Indonesia. Reporting has since emerged that that school was no such thing. I wonder how you think your political enemies will try to capitalize on your background overall, including, quite frankly, the fact that your middle name is Hussein.
Well, you know, when I was in Illinois running for the U.S. Senate, Barack Obama is not your typical name, and everybody questioned how voters would respond, and we ended up winning 70% of the vote.
Let me ask you a question about your personal throwing your hat into the ring to be president. As you know, another cable channel ran with a story that you attended a madrasa in Indonesia. We sent a reporter to Indonesia. Turns out it was a public school there. Right. I'm curious to know where you think stories like that are coming from. Who's generating those?
Well, you know, it's very hard to say. I mean, keep in mind when I was running for the United States Senate, after I won the Democratic nomination, there was an image of me superimposed over a picture of bin Laden. I think that people like to play with my name. I'm accustomed to that.
That's Media Matters for America. That's where we got that from. Jameson, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, you know, the smear that's been going on against Barack Obama for the last few weeks, the several smears, the madrasa, the middle name, all of these things, is actually this great sort of double smear that the media is engaging in, where first they're raising these bogus and stupid issues that serve to equate Barack Obama with terrorists in people's mind, and then second, they're blaming other Democrats for it. That Insight magazine story claimed that this came from the Hillary Clinton campaign, and there's no evidence of that whatsoever. The Obama campaign said they don't believe it. The Clinton campaign says they didn't have anything to do with it. So simultaneously, the media is promoting this idea that Obama's somehow aligned with radicals, and that when they get around to saying, okay, that's not true, it's not fair, they pin it on Democrats. His middle name being Hussein, one of those clips, somebody mentioned that as coming from Obama's opponents. We actually took a look at it, and the first mention that we found in the mass media anywhere of anybody invoking Barack Obama's middle name, Hussein, in a political context, was Chris Matthews on MSNBC.
Figures.
It wasn't one of Obama's political opponents. It wasn't the Clinton campaign. It wasn't even a Republican campaign. It was Chris Matthews.
Yeah, well, that figures. I mean, Matthews was on last night pimping Giuliani. So, you know, that figures. And we've got a guy in this building, I won't name names, but he keeps this story alive, too. And, won't accept, as far as I know, maybe he's gone on and said, well, it turned out not to be true. But last time I heard him, he wouldn't come forward and say that this is basically a non-story and basically a smear. And it's sad to see the media stoop to this level, really, particularly the right-wing media.
For them, for a reporter like David Gregory, who I generally admire, for him to be saying it's Obama's political opponents, you know, quote-unquote enemies, quote-unquote, who's saying this?
Yeah, good point. All right, Jameson, we thank you so much for your time. As always, it's been great. We urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and get involved with Media Matters for America. because they are one of the most worthwhile organizations around. Thank you, Jameson Fosier, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jay. Take care.
All right, have a good day. All right, that's Jameson Fosier from Media Matters for America. Good guy. So 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, and we'll move into open phones now. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Don't forget to vote on our poll at am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page and cast your vote about our question. I guess you could call it our question of the day. God, whenever I have to get on the air and talk about polls or our poll question of the day, I keep flashing back to those bogus polls that Lou Dobbs runs, which give him the answer that he wants all the time and never has any real, like, anything to it.
Yeah.
God, am I being like Lou Dobbs?
No. God, I hope not.
Jeez, I hope not, too.
Jay, I can give you the results up to date right now if you'd like.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you trust more, the United States government or the media? The government has garnered 9% of the votes. The media, 27%. And I don't trust either, 64%.
All right, you can go there and vote at am760.net. Meanwhile, open phones, four lines open, anything you want to talk about. 303-713-76.
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
And now for the weather. Today's weather brought to you by the American Stroke Association.
All across America, it's a clear, beautiful day with temperatures in the 70s and not a drop of rain forecasted. However, it seems African Americans can expect a chance of rain. Oh, and a chance of hail. A chance of multiple Class 5 tornadoes. And if that's not enough, watch out. A chance of a freak meteor shower later this afternoon. The odds are it's going to be very dangerous out there.
It's called the odds, and the odds are African Americans suffer almost twice the risk of having a stroke as white Americans. But the forecast doesn't have to be so gloomy. There are steps you can take to help beat the odds. Start by calling 1-888-4-STROKE or go online to strokeassociation.org. Join the power to end stroke. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
600s, and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-700-3013. That's 1-800-700-3013. 1-800-700-3013.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:27, 27 minutes after 9.
Energy hog the team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
And he's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Necessarily the solution to the problem, because a lot of them are like sticking up for certain facets of, you know, the school procedures.
Well,
I mean, everybody's protecting something. I mean, the principals are protecting their reputation, the reputation of their school. And if their school is, you know, in, you know, a bad situation, they don't want anyone to know. And that's part of the reason why they do the things that they do, which is basically accuse a teacher of mismanaging when, in fact, they did not do anything of the sort.
All I hear is bad mouthing of public schools.
Well,
bad mouthing of teachers, and I've said this a million times on the air, and I'm going to repeat it for the millionth and one time. My parents may have done a lot wrong in life, and they did do a lot wrong in life. But one thing I remember, they never openly complained ever in front of any of us.
Yeah.
About teachers, about paying taxes for school, or any of that stuff, and you just didn't touch that. I mean, that was sacrosanct. And now you've got adults who are in front of their kids and in public and everywhere else. They're bad-mouthing schools and they're bad-mouthing teachers.
Yeah.
And there's no question education needs to be reformed. There's no question it needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But let's fix it. I mean, what do we want here? All private schools? Is that what we want? We want all private schools? So we have a class and a tier system here where the wealthy will go to the best private schools and the middle class and lower middle class and the poor will go to the lousier ones?
Well, I will say this. If you are willing to talk about this, I think that would be a great service, because I have contacted every newspaper in this town, every network news station in this town, and none of them will touch it.
See, in my opinion, I would give the teacher the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that
particularly against the student.
That does not happen as much as you think.
And why? Why doesn't it?
Well, I think it's because if you're a substitute teacher, they don't know you. And for some reason that I can't explain, they think that the student is going to come to them with the real facts instead of the skewed facts.
Yeah, but kids...
Kids
can sometimes tell the real facts, but they can also sometimes distort things, and kids are very well capable, just as adults are, of making things up.
Well, especially if they've been disciplined.
So did you get into trouble? Is that what spurred this, or do you just know that this happens and you decided you wanted to say something?
Well, first of all, when I was still employed as a substitute, I talked to other substitutes. So I know that this is pervasive. But I got into trouble, yes. I got accused of doing some things that were outrageously erroneous, and they didn't care.
What were you accused of?
Well, I was accused of advocating use of marijuana. I was accused of telling somebody that they were, I'm going back about a year and a half now. I was accused of telling some sixth graders that they were bad. I was accused of things that didn't happen.
That they were bad? What do you mean? Like they were saying, you guys are bad kids?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, maybe they were.
No, they weren't. No, I have no clue who would have even...
So did one of the students run to the principal or something and say, he said I was a bad person?
They don't tell you that. They're trying to protect the person who snitched on you, so they say, we do not provide that information.
Oh, so you're not allowed to face...
So when you're accused of something...
So you can't face your accuser is what you're saying.
No, exactly. That's my point.
Well, I don't think that's right.
It's not right.
I think they got to come forward.
Well, great. We need somebody to, like, champion this cause.
And face the music. I mean, you're going to make a charge. And even if you're a little kid, you got to come. I mean, when I was a little kid, you know, if you said something about a teacher, I mean, you had to face them down.
Yeah. By the way, the class where I was supposedly doing all this bad stuff, I got along really well with that class. I remember exactly what happened that day. And so, you know, if somebody goes and complains because one person may be misbehaved...
You didn't advocate the use of marijuana, did you?
I'm sorry?
You didn't advocate the use of marijuana, did
no,
you?
No, in fact, I was actually telling everybody what was wrong with using it.
Oh, well, see, this is wrong. All right, email us the information, or at least email us some people we can talk to.
Well, I don't know who you can talk to, actually.
Well, that's a big help. How do you expect us to put anything together if you can't give us any names?
I can do this. I can tell you who the human resources people are at Jeffco.
Okay, well, put that in an email and send it to us.
All right, and is that,
Just go to am760.net and you'll find our email address.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Open phones underway. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Boy, if somebody accuses me of something, I want to face my accuser. I don't think that's right. Anybody think that's right? All right, it's 9:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're doing real well. We do have a little congestion still in the downtown area along southbound I-25, southbound 2225 through the Tech Center, and one minor issue had a stall off on the far left shoulder southbound 25 near Bellevue, just causing some curiosity slowing. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, chilly, high of 28. Right now, partly cloudy, 16. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
If your child struggles with homework, it could be a sign of an underlying problem in school.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. Curious Theater Company presents Aphrodisiac by Rob Handel, a political thriller ripped from the headlines, echoing the infamous political scandals of Clinton, Lewinsky, and the unsolved murder of Chandra Levy. Aphrodisiac performs Thursday through Sunday. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Go to CuriousTheater.org or call today, 303-623-0524. And who knows, you might even catch a glimpse of Monica.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
Secure in talking about them. because they do go the extra mile to make sure that things are right. They have their matching down incentive going on right now up to $1,500. So you put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And they've got everything out there you can think of. I mean, this is no small place. You've got to have a cart to get around this place. I mean, they got so many vehicles, over 600 on that lot. And you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And get out there and see my friends. Marvin Al Shear, who's a wonderful guy. Spanky Herrera, another nice guy. They're all nice guys. Freddie Labrato, my friend, and Gerard Menard, and Jason Mays, and all those guys working out there. Men and women out there really work hard. There's over 100 employees. A lot of them you'll never meet who are working behind the scenes to make sure that you're really happy. Rockies Autos, they're just the best place to go shop. So if you're looking for a vehicle, Rockies Autos is the place to save money, get the most bang for your car buck. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76. That's just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-265-1480.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-265-1480. 800-265-1480.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:39 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of snow and a high today at 24. Down the street,
you can hear us. Ooh, Hendrix.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's good to have you along. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. And we go to Larry in Aurora. Larry, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. I remember way back when I was a little kid, one of my friends who went to Catholic school told me that his teacher had told him that they were going to start a campaign to ruin the reputation of the public schools so that they could get the tax money. To tell you the truth, I'm not a bit surprised. And
I don't know. I don't know if they've been doing that. I mean, you think they've been doing that?
Oh yeah, my sister's Catholic. Two of my best friends from high school are Catholic. And they tell me that their teachers and their Sunday school instructors and their priests and everybody else, they do that deliberately. They are pushing for vouchers. And a lot of this is the anger over what happened on whether or not God put us here or whether we evolved. And so they want that teaching wiped out. If they can destroy the public school system and turn everything private, what they don't realize is that I've never seen the government give anybody any money or transfer any money to anybody without telling them how to spend it. Well, I don't want the government in my church any more than I want the church in my government. So,
yeah, you know. I would agree. You know what? I would definitely agree there. Plus, on top of that, I'm definitely against the voucher system, money going to religious schools. I think that's a violation of the separation of church and state. It's not up to the taxpayers to make sure you get a good Jewish education, to make sure you get a good Muslim education, to make sure you get a Catholic education, to make sure you get a good Episcopalian education. That's up to your parents. That's up to the parents if they choose to go that route.
Absolutely.
I mean,
agree.
I don't think you and I should have to pay for that. I don't understand. That's why I voted against the preschool thing here in Denver, because I don't want the money going to religious organizations that run the kindergarten schools.
Right.
You know, I just don't, and it passed, And I don't see how people swallowed that. I don't understand. I do, because they were clever about it, but I wonder how many people actually looked behind that and saw what that was actually really about.
Well, a few of us did and voted it down.
But I don't know that the Catholic Church goes out there now and does this. Do they do it now? That they go out and tell people to badmouth the public schools? I don't think that that's an official policy.
I don't know that they still do that. I know that one of my friends, when I was just a kid, told me that they were actually, that this was one of the things that they were directed to do. It just kind of surprised me. And I'm 52 years old, so I go back a ways.
I would highly doubt they're doing it now. I mean, I just, something tells me that wouldn't be going on. But then again, I could be wrong, but I really feel that.
You know, when they say follow the money. Oh, I was going to call you the other day about the statistic that the top 5% pay 50% of the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That comes from the IRS's own publication. By the way, they control 95% of the wealth. So, yeah, I think it's fair.
But the way the tax system is now or the way it was?
The way it is. They pay the top 5% of people who earn money in this country pay 50% of the taxes. And Rush Limbaugh asked the question, is that fair? When you take into consideration that they control the top 5% of people, of income earners in this country, control 95% of the wealth, yeah, I think it's fair that they pay 50% of the taxes.
Well, I think it's I think it's fair that they pay their fair share because they have more assets, and they have more assets to protect. But I also think it's most notable that the IRS spends more money and more time auditing middle and lower middle class taxpayers than they do the extremely wealthy. And the extremely wealthy have gotten away with, for years now, have gotten away with not paying their fair share because there is nobody to oversee what they're up to, because they don't have enough IRS personnel and there's not enough focus on them. There's more focus on the middle and lower middle classes. That comes from not only the IRS themselves, but it also comes from, the articles were in the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, Orange County Register. I mean, they were all over the news wires about this. And, that's got to stop. Plus, on top of that, this country has let these big oil companies get away with not paying proper amounts of money on their royalties and their leases, which is taking the debt, basically, and shoving it off on the rest of us and not making these people pay up.
It's all about return on investment. If you go after the big guys, you got to fight a bunch of their lawyers. If you go after the little guy, he doesn't have a lawyer.
Well, that's true.
He's easy pickings.
But that stuff's all got to be, has all got to be rewritten. And then finally, you know, the last part about it is, if you go look deep inside the budget, and if you also look at what goes on, you know, the administration tries to tell you that the economy has flourished because of those tax cuts, and in reality, that has been a cyclical recovery, which had nothing to do with those tax cuts, and we are paying out money now. It's fiscal irresponsibility, because Social Security and other things are coming due, and we don't have the money to pay that, and this administration has no plan on how to cope with that. And when Bush talked in his State of the Union address about the budget being, about the deficit being paid down, he was giving incorrect figures. Larry,
yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. Keep up the good work.
You got it. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, it's 9:46.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
70, and that trip on the Boulder Turnpike in good shape as well. Weather forecasts, cloudy, breezy, and cold today. High staying in the upper 20s. Cloudy, cold again tonight, low of 9. Few flurries possible tomorrow. Another cold day, high of 28. Right now it's 21 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KeyBank encourages you to choose your save day. Then take the money you would have spent that day and don't.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Garage with a shotgun and aiming it at myself. Homeowners, here's an important message from the mortgage store. When they told you it was a limited time offer, they meant it. The mortgage store fully funded their $25 million six-month payment freedom plan, freedom campaign, rather. And the good news is you can still get a 5.75%, 5.99 APR 30-year fixed rate with no payments until March. A quarter of homeowners with ARMs aren't sure they can make the payment if the rates go up, which is a terrible position to be in. And if you got high credit card rates, too, I mean, man, you're economically, you're getting killed. I mean, it's rough. So stop worrying and take action now. Take advantage of low fixed rates. Trade all that stress and all that other all your other bills for a new low, low payment. The Mortgage Store will show you how you can save hundreds of dollars a month and more. The Mortgage Store is a direct lender, an Inc. 500 company. You can trust them. And when you call the Mortgage Store, you're dealing with experts, and they make it easy. The only thing easier than getting your new loan for the Mortgage Store is remembering the phone number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Call the Mortgage Store. The guaranteed pros.
If you want half off your credit card bill, we can't help you. If you want half off your car payment, we can't help you. If you want half off your cell phone bill, well, we can't help you. But if you want half off your student loan payment, we can help you. That's right. You can cut your student loan payment by up to nearly half with College Loan Corporation. Just call 1-800-CLC-1979. We've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Now we'd like to help you cut your student loan payments by nearly half. This is not your typical loan. It's a free program. And by calling today, you may be eligible for up to a $2,000 cash rebate. That's right, $2,000 cash. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Learn how you can cut your student loan payments by up to nearly half and enjoy a cash rebate of up to $2,000. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You used to be yourself. You used to be outgoing. You used to care about life. Now you just sit around and contemplate. Past the hour, oh, Lucinda, I have a crush on you. Slight chance of snow and a high of 24. 10% chance. What do you, you're looking out the window? What do you see?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window.
It don't look good, does it, Al?
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to wind up shoveling my driveway again by the end of the week.
Yeah, probably.
My back is still killing me.
Well, I'll see somebody about it.
Well, it's not on the spine. It's a muscle pull. It's off center.
Sure,
you know.
That's what they all say. The next thing you know, you'd be in rows in the coronary unit or something. It's Paul can't do the show. But you know our policy here is it doesn't make any difference how sick you are. Get out of bed and get to work.
Yeah, you know, it's not like we're doing manual labor.
You know, bring the IV fluids with you.
Yeah.
All right, here's John DeStefano. John DeStefano, rather, former Jeffco school board member. He can challenge the substitute teacher. John, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, hi, Jay. Jay, I just wanted to say that I felt that that's casting a lot of aspersions on a school district without really giving them a chance to respond and without really hearing both sides of the issue. I know from Jeffco, and I'm sure Denver's the same, but I know that they value substitutes highly. Now, obviously, substitutes don't have the tenure or due process things that teachers have, in contract teachers have.
Yeah, but I mean, if in other words, if a kid goes to the administration and says, Jay Marvin was teaching the class, and he said so-and-so, and the kid lies about me, and I go to the principal and say, wait a minute, I didn't say that, and I want to see, I want to face my accuser, and I want to dispute what's said. I mean, do I have that right, or does it immediately go into my file?
It absolutely is not, like, automatically put in your file. That type of thing I don't believe happens. I think that the administrator has to sort between what actually happened and what different people may say and what's really going on. And there's nothing wrong with sitting and putting two sides of an issue in a file if there's a disagreement on things. But
hold it a second, though. But wait a minute. But if I didn't do anything wrong, and some kid tells a story on me, and you're going to put that incident in my file
because
I didn't do anything wrong.
Jay, I think you should call up the school districts and find out how they handle stuff like that, because I think that the impression that the person gave is very unfair in terms of what really goes on.
It may be unfair, but I mean, right, we got to call and find out, but
yeah.
You can't get on here and say that it doesn't happen if you don't know.
I'm saying that's not their policy and that's not how they operate.
Then they don't do it, right?
I don't believe they do that. No, but call and ask, you know.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, and I'd appreciate that too, but I don't think to accept that just as it is acceptable. The other thing is, you mentioned people's attitudes towards public schools and why do people automatically hate that. I don't think they do. I think people really support their public schools. I think there has been a far-right effort to discredit public schools for a long, long time, much the same as they have different people like Obama and like Hillary. And you just see the same types of things I've seen over the years, that people try to do that with public schools. And frankly, people show time and time again with the bond issue and mill level levies that they pass, their continuous support of public education. And even in the stuff they passed not too long ago, was that Resolution C or whatever that was? There's been a lot of strong support for public schools, and thank God, because our public schools in Colorado, for the most part, are doing a great job for kids. And I just think that most people whose kids go there understand that.
Well, I definitely support public schools, and I'd like to believe that the majority of the public do.
I think they do.
But, you know, I always hear a lot of counter-information to that, and I don't think that, and some of it doesn't come from what I would call right-wing sources. I mean, some of it comes from...
Some does, though.
You know, some of it does. You're right about that. And some people are definitely interested in advancing the voucher system, but I think that there are people out there who do complain about it, and there are parents out there who
Absolutely.
Don't pay attention to what's going on, and we do have some big glaring problems. I mean, the dropout rate among minorities is shameful. True?
I think that is true. I think
All right.
schools. I think schools are doing better with that. I think that'd be a great topic to see. You know, how well are public schools doing? Because I think they're doing a heck of a lot better than people think in general because of bad impressions that are given to them. In general, public schools are doing a pretty darn good job in Colorado, and I sure am proud of the work they're doing.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of of our public schools. And as I said before, I mean, I stand behind them 100%.
Jay, I wanted to tell you something, too. I have been a longtime fan of yours, and I'm a first-time caller, but I am glad you're doing well and that your operation and all that went well and that your health's doing good. But I think you've done a great service to the public in general, and I think you had a lot to do with a change in attitudes by people about what's going on politically and really taking more responsibility and getting more involved. And I'm very appreciative of that. And I wish you good luck always, Jay.
Well, John, that sounds like you're never going to call me back.
No, I will call you back.
I mean, I love you, John. Don't desert me now in my hour of need.
Even though his head can't fit out the door anymore, John.
I've been meaning to tell you that for a long time. Well, it's past due for a long time.
I love you, too, and I hope we meet in person face-to-face someday.
All right, sir.
All right, take care.
You as well.
All right, that's the end of this attempt at putting together something constructive. I'll now walk into the Office of Management and have my head dismantled for my performance this morning.
Red Defender! That huge asteroid is headed towards Earth!
I'll handle this.
The Red Defender hurtles towards the asteroid!
You saved us! How?
I stopped the asteroid and reversed it back into space.
The moon! It's exploded!
Where did you throw that asteroid?
Away.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.